cheer and boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today.
Batter off, strike one.
Hey, the game has just begun and the home team's out to win.
Mary swing,
strike two.
And the pitcher's dipsy too.
Nine minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
You're always talking about your crazy nights. What of these days you're gonna get it right? Don't bring me down. No, 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 no. I'll tell you once more before I get off the floor. Don't bring me down. Don't bring me down.
Minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie. Double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain and hear the jazz go down. Competition.
6 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Growing a lemon tree. I'm gonna burn it down and grow me something better. Hey, yeah.
Blood on my hands, time on the fence, I double down. I swing and I miss, kicking the ribs, in trouble now. Came from the dirt, back in the ground when I die. But I'ma survive, I got my ways. Oh, could you be a little less sour? Rotten by the hour, and my heart's rotten too.
5 minutes till Rough Riders baseball. 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I've been sipping, I've been buzzing, shooting doubles like it's nothing. All but nothing makes you go away. I need something you prove. That does it. I give them all my money. Ain't nobody selling nothing you prove. Something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Till Rough Riders Baseball. Minute till Rough Riders Baseball. Seconds till Rough Riders Baseball.
It's dance time in Texas and we're striking up the band. Let's go honky tonkin', honey, take my hand. It's dance time in Texas where the wine and music flow. We'll do that Texas two-step and that old cotton eye.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Radio Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Chris Jarrett.
Fresh off a Wednesday night win, the Frisco Rough Riders continue their six-game series against the Midland RockHounds. And this series is all tied up at one game apiece. Good evening, folks. Welcome back to the Rough Riders pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network. Chris Jarrett with you, Zach Bigley to my left, and we're high atop Riders Field on a thirsty Thursday and another Blue Northern hard seltzer, rowdy at the river. It's a great night for baseball. Zach, talking about last night's win, Frisco They were trailing 3-2. Looked like Owen White was in a tough spot, entering a deficit into the bottom of the fifth. The Rough Riders put up 5 runs, able to give him his 3rd win, and ultimately a strong start for him as he was able to settle it down a little bit.
Yeah, really good to see him kind of settle in a little bit. That's what we've talked about in his last 2 starts, his ability to struggle in the beginning and then really turn things around towards the end. And you mentioned the offense. I mean, that's another double-digit performance on the offensive side with 11 runs. That's 5 times in July the Rough Riders have reached the double-digit mark in the runs column. And if you're putting up that kind of offense, doesn't really matter how you pitch, as we've seen. Right. And the Rough Riders have pitched really well this month. But good to see them snap the winning streak on the other end for Midland. This is a team that they're chasing 3 games back now and still plenty of time in the second half. But good to see them pick up that victory. And this could be a big series when you look at it down towards the end of the season. A 6-game stretch against a team that you're chasing is playing really good baseball right now. This is an important game here today, especially with Ken on the hill.
That winning streak Zach talked about, Midland entered last night's game winners of 9 in a row. Really, really tough to do, and the Rough Riders ended it with an 11-4 victory last night. Rock Hounds with 3 errors in that ball game, and one of them came in the bottom of the fifth inning with a runner at first base, nobody out, and a bouncing ball up the middle that turned into an E4. It could have been bases clear, 2 outs. Instead, it turns out to be a 5-run frame. That was huge.
It was huge. It was right back to the hill. An easy double play ball, but the second baseman, Harris, just straight up dropped the baseball, went out into center, and that allowed the inning to kind of progress. And in those innings, they can go spiraling down really quickly, and this is an offense, as we've seen time and time again in the Rough Riders, that can take advantage of that. And I think the crazy thing is we're still waiting for this Rough Riders offense to show off the long ball. They haven't done it in a long, long time. Just 2 homers over their last 8 games now, and a good chance for Frisco to get that going here today on a warm day where the ball should carry pretty well.
Taking a listen back to some of our highlights from last night's ball game, the Rough Riders actually hopped on the scoreboard again for the 2nd time this week, and it came on a 2-run double in what was another multi-hit night for Justin Foscue. He got the Rough Riders on the scoreboard with this double with 1 out in the bottom of the first inning.
1-2 toss. Changeup ripped in the air to left field. Valenzuela going back over his head. Bangs off the middle of the wall. Ornelas scores. Harris on his heels. He comes in as well as Foscue slides safely into 2nd with a 2-run double.
You could actually hear it too. The ball smoked off the left field wall. Listening hard enough. Justin Foscue with the 2-run double to put Frisco up 2-0. Midland hopped on the Rough Riders' right-handed starter, Owen White, though. In the top of the 3rd inning, they scored 3 runs on 5 hits with 3 doubles in that inning. Back-to-back doubles from Brett Harris, Logan Davidson, and it was 3-2 Rock Counts. After the top of the 5th, Owen White done with 5 strikeouts and only those 3 runs on those 7 hits or 8 hits allowed in his 5 innings. But Frisco able to give him the win with 5 runs in the bottom of the 5th, and it got started on another knock from Justin Foscue, a 2-run single with the bases loaded.
2-1. He swings, grounds it up the middle. That squeaks through into center base hit. Ornelas scores from 3rd. Harris right behind him. He comes in as well, and the Riders lead 5-3.
That was, at the time, the 3rd runs of the inning to come in. With the bases loaded, Kellen Strom advancing that on-base streak to now 27 games with the bases loaded. Walk, give him an RBI as well. Rough Riders not done, though. Later in the bottom of the 5th, it was 2 hits on the night for Trey Hare. He began his night with a 2-run double in the bottom of the 5th to end the scoring at 5 runs in for Frisco.
Here's the right-hander's pitch. In the air, right side, down the line, drops in fair, rolling in towards the corner. Strom in. Foscue comes in to score as well. Hare up to 2nd, and he stops there. A 2-run double for Trey Hare, and the Riders a 7-3 advantage in the 5th.
Rock Hounds got a run back in the top of the 8th inning, but Frisco more action with a 4-run frame in the bottom of the 8th inning. Trey Hare a base hit, Jordan Procession a double before Jonathan Ornelas with his 2nd hit of the night to bring in the 1st run. But they've been aboard 7 times. 3-1, hard grounder up the middle, tough play into center field for a base hit. 2nd single of the night for Johnny Ornelas. He picks up an RBI. Procession scores from 3rd. Right after that, the immediate ensuing at-bat, Dustin Harris picking up his 2nd hit of the night. Give him an RBI double to keep him moving in the 8th inning. First pitch. Harris cranks it up the first baseline. That'll drop and roll aways. Ornelas around 2nd, heading for 3rd. He gets the green light. Harris motoring for 3rd. Ornelas scores. Now caught out in no man's land and heads back to 2nd. turns out to be an RBI double for Dustin Harris. That would end the ball game as no runs in the top of the ninth for the Rockhounds. Frisco with an 11-4 win. Now 7-6 in the second half. Still tied for first in the South Division in the overall standings this year as San Antonio picked up a win last night as well. Busy night last night and hoping for more of the same tonight on the offensive side of things for Frisco. A 7:05 first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds. We'll take our first break on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back on the Riders pregame show to take a look around the Texas League tonight. 7:05 first pitch between Midland and Frisco at Riders Field. Series all evened up at one game apiece. Corpus Christi over Northwest Arkansas in the early stages of that ball game at Whataburger Field. Down in South Texas, the Hooks in front of the Naturals 2-0 after one inning. San Antonio and Amarillo set to go tonight in just a few moments. They'll have a 7:05 start time along with us as well. And then Arkansas and Wichita set to go. The wind surge over Arkansas last night in a 16-12 final score. We'll talk more about that box score that was absolute lights down at Riverfront Stadium last night. Tulsa and Springfield also at 7:05. Along with our ball game. Taking a look at the standings now, we briefly mentioned them. It's Midland red hot in the second half at 11-3. The Rough Riders at 8-6, three games out of first in the second half, but looking to try and hop in first in the overall standings. They're tied with San Antonio. The Mission's 43-38, the Rough Riders 44-39. Stepping aside again, coming back to take a look at our starting pitching matchup. Couple of right-handers out on the mound for Frisco and Midland. 7:05 first pitch time on the Riders Baseball Network.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
so many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Just about set for the national anthem at Riders Field for Frisco tonight. The right-hander Zach Kent taking the mound. 1-2 record this year and a 5.77 earned run average. It's Kent's 13th start of the year. He'll be taking on the right-hander, Jeff Criswell. We weren't back for long. First pitch right around the corner, 7:05 between Midland and Frisco. Zach Bigley joins us for the call of the game next on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey Riders fans, looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are pests bugging you? Have you tried getting rid of pests on your own? Let the trained professionals at ABC Home and Commercial Services take care of your home and business and keep the pests away for good. From roaches, ants, rodents, mosquitoes, termites, and more, the family-owned ABC can handle any pest problem you have. ABC has taken care of Texas homes and businesses for over 70 years. Contact us today at goanteater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's about who we are.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to ridersbaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watley with the tag. They got him.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores.
2-1. High fly ball out into right field. Incoming Lazy River.
He offers in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Got him at 98 for the backwards K.
Deep down the left field line. Forget it. Way out of here.
The temptation.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
At the wall. Makes the catch.
Way out of here and gone.
He went around. Strike three and the Riders win.
And now let's head out to the ballpark for the call of tonight's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Chris Jarrett.
Well, I'll never mind.
coming off an 11-4 victory last night in Game 2. It's Game 3 of the six-game series between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Midland Rockhounds. Hi, everybody. Hi atop Riders Field. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you along on a beautiful Thursday in Frisco, Texas. The Rough Riders turned to Zach Kent, who had one of his best starts of the season against these Midland Rockhounds a few weeks ago, going 6 2/3 innings, allowing 3 runs, but 6 shutout innings before allowing those 3 runs in the 7th. We're looking forward to this one here today. Chris, let's take a look at those starting lineups.
All right, Zach, taking a look at the Midland Rockhounds first at 42-41, 11-3 in the second half. The Rockhounds with the third baseman Brett Harris at the top of the order. Marty Bikina in left tonight, batting second. Logan Davidson, the designated hitter in the 3 spot, and Jordan Diaz, the cleanup hitter at first base. Jeremy Ironman, the shortstop tonight for Midland, he bats 5th. The catcher, Kyle McCann, batting 6th. 7-8-9 for Midland of the right fielder, Shane Selman, for the first time this week. Saheed Valenzuela, the second baseman, batting 8th. And the center fielder, rounding out the bottom of the order, is Chase Calabui.
All right, Brett Harris. Ready to go from the right side against Zach Kent, the right-hander, 6'3", 208 pounds, native of Virginia. We're set to go for Game 3. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Kent back into his windup, and away we go from Frisco. Fastball high, 1 ball, no strikes. We're underway at 7:05 in the p.m. It's a warm day, but not nearly what it has been over the last few here in Frisco or all over Texas. 1-0. High off the outer edge, and it's 2 balls, no strikes on Harris. A 94-degree first pitch with a 96 feels like. Kent squares his shoulders to the third base bag, winds back in the 2-0. Pours it inside. It's 3 balls and no strikes on Brett Harris to start things. Our Friders had some rain to deal with earlier today, but got the tarp off the field, and we're set for baseball here at 7:05. 3-0. Down low and inside, ball 4. Not an ideal start for Zach Kent. 4-pitch walk to start things. Marty Bikina makes his way in, who occupied the leadoff spot yesterday for Midland.
You notice a little shuffle in the order. It was Bikina, then Harris. Harris has been aboard twice in each of the first 2 games. He leads it off with a walk tonight.
So he's aboarded first, 3-for-5 in stolen bases this year, and Zach Kent works from the stretch against Bikina. He was 2-for-5 in the series. That was yesterday. First pitch. Dots the outside corner with a strike, and it's 0-1. Strike called by Steven Rios Jr., our home plate umpire. Mike Carroll is our first base umpire, and Chris Presley Murphy rounds out the crew, our third base ump today. Kent looks in for his sign. He's got it from his backstop, David Garcia, today. And he rocks back the 0-1. Breaking ball low and away, and a late steal attempt, a second throw, and they got him. No chance for Brett Harris to try and get down to second on the rifle shot out of the right arm from David Garcia. Right on the money. Justin Foscue laid down the tag. It looked like Harris just got way too far off of first base on a pitch down and away on a nice back pick attempt by Garcia. And then he looked towards first and realized there was no one at first base. He was going to second. Decided to throw down there and got the out. So one away, base is clear. The ball got loose in center, and Kellen Strom has to go retrieve it and toss it back up onto the berm. We'll see if they actually mark that a caught stealing or not. But it is a 2-4 put out nonetheless. 1 ball, 1 strike on Bikina. Back from the full wind, Ken offers. Curveball misses just a bit low, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. 4-pitch arsenal for Zach Kent. Fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup. He rocks back and offers in the 2-1. In the air, out to left field. Sandro Fabian, he's right under it. Waits for it to come out of the sky. Makes the two-handed grab. 2 down for Logan Davidson here in the first. And boy, after a 4-pitch walk, you were saying, uh-oh, a little bit.
Yeah.
This inning has changed completely.
It's a huge turn. The Rough Riders have been pretty sharp behind the plate as they get the return from Jordan Procession last night. Now it's David Garcia with a caught stealing.
Yeah, Procession threw out 1-of-2 last night. First pitch to Davidson. The switch hitter swings and misses on a breaking ball over the top of it, and it's 0-1. That's that hard slider from Zach Kent. The slider will be 86 to 88 miles an hour. He rocks in the 0-1. Another one outside, and it's now 1-ball and 1-strike. Davidson, the designated hitter, hitting 253 on the season, 12 homers and 42 runs batted in.
1-1 toss on the way. Slips outside. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. Defense behind Zach Kent looks like this. It's Sandro Fabian in left, Kellen Strom in center, and Josh Stower is roams in right field. Jax Biggers has third base. 2-1. Davidson swings, fouls on the ground, back behind home, and it's 2-2. Jonathan Ornelas mans short. Justin Foscue is the Riders' second baseman today. Dustin Harris at first base, and David Garcia is the catcher. Time called. Davidson wanted a little extra time before stepping in against Kent on a 2-2 pitch. Kent trying to work his way through the first inning. He wheels back the 2-2. Fouled straight back, and it's still 2 balls, 2 strikes. The first inning has been the most precocious for Zach Kent so far. 9 runs in the first, the most he's allowed in any inning so far this year. He winds back in the 2-2. Check swing, slider low and away, and he was able to hold. And we're full at 3 balls, 2 strikes. Kent on the year, making his 13th start, a 1-2 record, a 5.77 ERA. In 48 and a third, he has 48 strikeouts to 22 walks. 3-2. Got him looking on the inside corner, strike three. Fastball at 94, he rings up his first K, and he gets through the first inning with no harm done. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Bottom one coming up, Rough Riders and Rockhounds. We're scoreless on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with 2 fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger patty melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the first inning at Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. The Rough Riders and the Rockhounds meeting for Game 3 of the 6-game series. Jeff Criswell out on the mound, seeing the Rough Riders for the second time in his short Double-A career. He's making his 5th start. Right-hander back into his wind, first pitch to Jonathan Ornelas. Just misses a hair inside, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. It's Jonathan Ornelas, Dustin Harris, Blaine Krim at the top third of the card for the Rough Riders. Middle third of Justin Foscue, Kellen Strom, and David Garcia. 1-0. Cranked in the air to center, right at Chase Calabuig, who comes in, makes the catch chest high. One away in the first inning on a ball put in play by Ornelas, the league's leading hitter actively at 325, coming off back-to-back multi-hit games. That brings Dustin Harris to the plate with 1 out in the first inning. No score. Harris head into the Futures game in 2 days down in Los Angeles to play with a bunch of very talented baseball players. First offering, fastball, inside edge for a called strike. 94 on the gun, and it's 0-1. He's very excited to head down there. Club leader in homers with 14 this year. Criswell, the 0-1. Ground ball, first base side, and foul. Out in front of the change. 0-2. Criswell, the right-hander, 6'4", 225 pounds, 23 years old. Drafted by the A's in the second round out of Michigan in 2020. Did I say that right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Here's the windback in the 0-2. High off the outside corner, one ball and two strikes. Very strong career with Michigan. Of course, the COVID-shortened year in 2020, but still drafted in that second round. And making it up to Double-A, making his fifth start today. 1-2. Just inside, it's two balls, two strikes. His first start in his Double-A career came here in this building against the Rough Riders. That was back on June 17th. What a ball game that was between the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds. 1-0 score. Rough Riders won it. Here's the windback in the 2-2. Check swing on a pitch that missed inside, and he was able to hold. We're full at three balls, two strikes. Only run in that ball game was a Trey Hare solo homer. That was off of Jeff Criswell, and actually, Hare is not in the lineup today for the Rough Riders. Windback in the payoff pitch. High drive to right field, chasing Selman back to the warning track. He's under it to make the catch. Now chest high. A lot of top spin on that line drive from Dustin Harris, though he hit it well. 101 off the bat. Blaine Krim makes his way to the plate now after the last couple days off, sporting a brand new goatee. That's the first time we've seen Blaine Krim with a goatee in the last 2 years. First offering. Outside. One ball, no strikes. What a performance by Criswell in that first meeting between him and the Rough Riders as well back on June 17th. Six innings, just the one run allowed, five strikeouts. 1-0 pitch. Chopper left side of the infield. Diving attempt by Harris. He can't get it off to his left, and it's out into left field for a base hit. Well, Blaine Krim singles into left. Welcome back. Riders designated hitter has himself a base hit.
There's been sharp contact on Criswell in this first inning. Ornelas with a line to straightaway center field, and Harris put it right at Selman and right. You know that Krim topped that one there, but hard enough to fight through the left side of the infield. Anytime you can give Justin Foscue a chance with how he's been swinging it lately, it's a good stroke.
No kidding. Seven games in July, five of them for Foscue have been multi-hit affairs. First pitch, low and outside, skips away from McCann behind him, and Krim alertly takes second. One ball, no strikes on the Riders' second baseman. See if that's a pass ball or a wild pitch. Could go either way. That should be a pass ball. That was definitely catchable by McCann. Looked like he just took his eye off of it. We'll check the official scoring here in a second. Right-hander readies. Runner in scoring position for the Riders now. 1-0 toss. High of the zone. It's two balls and no strikes to the fastball. In that game, Criswell allowed eight hits to the Rough Riders over his six innings, but just the one run. Frisco stranded eight runners over six innings against him. A lot of opportunities like they have now. 2-0 toss to Foscue. In the air, popped up on the infield. Kyle McCann, the catcher, under it in foul territory, and he side saddles it, and he dropped it. Oh, wow. He dropped it in foul territory. And that's an error on Kyle McCann. So two balls and one strike is another bit of life for Justin Foscue. Looked like he was under it, and he just squeezed too early. It popped out of his glove. He was just off to the right side from our perspective of home plate, angling back into fair territory. And lucky for him, he dropped it in foul territory. And it squirted out into fair. So it's a foul ball and an error on McCann. Two balls and one strike on Foscue. Criswell looks back towards second, brings it in. Tipping a foul back into McCann's glove. He squeezes on this one. And it's two balls, two strikes.
I think on top of that, even more impressive was the Rough Riders on the other end. They gave up two base runners after that 5 1/3 and teed him in with the two outs to get Frisco through six to post a shutout.
It's a really fun ball game. 2-2. Swing and a miss, got him in the dirt. McCann picks, applies the tag, and the side comes to a close in the first inning. So a strikeout for Jeff Criswell to get through the first. No runs, a hit, an error, and a runner left stranded. And we go to the top of the second. Our score, no score, on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at MakoSmartRobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Zach Kent back to the mound in the top of the second. First pitch on the way to Jordan Diaz. Sizzles high and inside. It's one ball and no strikes. No score as we go to the top of the second. Rough Riders and Rockhounds. Wind back, offering in. Slider inside edge, a called strike. We're even at 1-1. Jordan Diaz having himself a good series, 4-for-8. He's a 307 hitter on the year, 13 homers and 50 runs batted in. 1-1. Slider tapped off the plate, back to the hill. Kent fields up in the belly, tosses onto first base, and it's right in time. One away. Routine play to Kent for the first down, and Jeremy Ironman, the shortstop, makes his way to the plate. We're scoreless at the top of the second. Rough Riders had an opportunity to push a run across in the bottom of the first inning. Lane Krim reached on a pass ball to second after singling, but Justin Foscue struck out. Here's the wind back and the pitch home. Swing and a miss. Good slider away, and it's 0-1. Zach Kent, four-pitch walk to start things, and ever since then, he's looked dialed in. He shakes no at the sign from Garcia, likes the second, and the 0-1 toss. Fouled back off the netting, and it's 0-2. Did have a full count and a 7-pitch at-bat to Logan Davidson to end the first. The pitch count probably a little higher than he would have liked, but considering the 4-pitch walk to begin things, not too shabby. Right-hander, first base side of the rubber. He's back into his wind in the 0-2. Slider, got him looking on the outside corner. Strike three called. Two away on the second strikeout from Kent. Both have been looking. Jeremy Ironman looks befuddled. Kyle McCann makes his way to the plate now. Left-handed batter, first pitch. High and away. One ball, no strikes. No score as we play in the top of the second inning. Kent back into his windup, he pitches home. McCann takes outside on the slider, and it's two balls and no strikes. This is the fourth career start for Zach Kent against these Midland Rockhounds, his third this season. We hinted at it in the open, but his last start was really strong, even though he picked up the loss against Midland. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Went upstairs with the fastball. It's now 2-1. And time called. Left-hander steps out. In that last start, he went 6 2/3 innings, and he went 6 shutout innings to start things, but then allowed 3 runs to cross in that 7th. Struck out 10, which is a season high. 2-1. Curveball on the inside corner for a strike. 2-2. And that was wonderful stuff from Zach Kent. That was 2 starts removed from a 7-inning start in Wichita. The offering, swing and a miss, got him up and away.
Zach Kent picks up his third strikeout as he whips a pair in the second. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. A clean 1-2-3 inning for Zach Kent. And we go to the bottom of the second. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Did you know the air inside your home could be making you sick? The EPA estimates indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the air outside. The good news, Carpetex Air Duct Cleaning removes dirt, allergens, germs, molds, and viruses. And right now, get $75 off air duct cleaning from Carpetex. Call Carpetex and ask about the $75 off air duct deal today. 972-303-8906.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the home half of the second inning from Riders Field. Rough Riders and Rockhounds scoreless, and Kellen Strom starts it off for Frisco against Jeff Criswell. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you along. Criswell, shoulders square to the third base side in the first pitch. Fastball rings high and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Kellen Strom, 1-for-7 in the series, but he has walked a couple times, and that is very important when you're talking about Kellen Strom. 1-0 toss. He swings, sends it high in the air out to right field. Selman back on it. He settles under the baseball, makes the catch. Fly ball out to right field for Strom, and there's one away. That brings David Garcia to the plate. Why is that important? Because Kellen Strom's riding a 28-game on-base streak entering into this game. Sixth longest in franchise history. He's put away, though, for the first out in the second. In a scoreless ballgame, here's David Garcia. First pitch. Misses outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Garcia hitting at .256 on the year. 5 homers and 23 runs batted in. Criswell rocks in the 1-0. Just misses low of the zone, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Well, the Rough Riders stranded a base runner in that first inning at second base. Another one in scoring position, and that is what Criswell has been doing really well this season. 2-0. Soft tapper foul right side, and the count goes to 2-1. Chris, as we were talking about before the game, a ridiculous number of hits allowed. Not a ridiculous number of runners scoring against Jeff Criswell.
Yeah, and he's hitters with great numbers in terms of averages at the plate.
2-1. Sent high in the air out to shallow left field. It's the shortstop, Byerman, under it. Both feet on the outfield grass. He makes the catch. 2-1.
Criswell this season isn't giving up or hasn't given up in his 4 starts at the AA level. More than 2 earned runs. In his 4 starts that are averaging just over 5 innings, so about 5 1/3 his starts are averaging, and hasn't given up more than 2 earned runs in those goes. But batters against him this season, or at least in the month of July, .314.
First pitch to Sandro Fabian. He swings, cranks it up the middle. That's into center for a base hit. Blistered off of Fabian's bat at 107. Rough Riders, another 2-out single just like they did in the first. Josh Stowers makes his way to the plate. Stowers looking for his first hit in the series. He's 0-for-8. Criswell deals in.
Breaking ball high, one ball, no strikes. To that point, Criswell, out of all the batters that have reached on base here at the AA level against him, 94% have been left on base and have not scored. That is a ridiculous number. Fabian takes off the pitch inside. McCann can't get a handle on the baseball and the transfer, and a stolen base for Sandro Fabian. That's number one on the season. First time he's gone, and he's perfect. Speedster, Sandro Fabian.
He was scooting there.
Good to see him check in with stolen base number one, and he's in scoring position for Snowers. Ahead in the count, 2-0. Right-hander ready from the stretch. And he brings in the 2-0 pitch. Here she comes. Another breaking ball, high and outside, misses with the curve, and it's now three balls and no strikes. Good chance for Stowers ahead in the count. Jax Biggers waits on deck in the ninth spot if we get that far. Rip and a miss and a 95-mile-an-hour heater. Outer portion of the zone.
Zach, and going back on that stat about Criswell, and that was a trend that started against Frisco and rang true in the 8 hits in 6 innings. Rough Riders stranded 10 on base, 5 were in scoring position.
3-1. Swing and a miss and another fastball, 3-2.
That Krim at second back in the first inning. Now another 2-out runner in scoring position situation for Frisco. And a chance to crack the scoreboard tonight. But it's been a right-hander easing back into the A's organization after an injury that he's looking solid this year.
3-2. Stowers grounds it out to third. Easy play for Harris, fields to the belly. Throws into first and gets Stowers. And the side comes to a close in the second. No runs across and a hit. No errors and a runner left stranded. That's two left stranded through 2 innings. We go to the top of the third. We're scoreless. And Chris Jarrett on the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back to start the third inning at Riders Field. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley with you. Zach Kent, the right-hander, out on the mound. Already 1-0 to Shane Selman. The pitch on its way. Tapper at the plate, and it takes a chunk out of the Rough Riders catcher, David Garcia. Hobbling away from the right side of the plate. On a foul ball off the bat of the right fielder, Shane Selman. So Garcia taking a moment. Steven Rios Jr., our plate umpire tonight, walking a ball out to Zach Kent. And now both looking back at Garcia, the Rough Riders backstop tonight, that's still shaken up.
Catcher's got to be tough. Garcia's one of those guys. Remember early in the season when he caught 2 in a row off of his body, 2 foul balls in a row? We walked up to him the next day and said, "How you doing?" He goes, "Oh, don't worry, I'm fine." Yep. This happens all the time.
Part of the job. David Garcia, tough as nails, back behind the plate. 1-1 count from the right-hander Kent, the pitch home. Tap foul at the plate again. This time it missed Garcia and rolled to the backstop. 1-2. Midland sending 7-8-9 of their order. Kent facing the minimum in each of his first two innings tonight out on the mound. 1-2 toss. Lifted over the net behind home plate. And Selman stays alive on a foul ball. Lofted back our way. 1-2. Midland to start the ball game. Zach mentioned earlier a four-pitch walk to Brett Harris. But it's been five in a row retired by Kent. 1-2. Tap foul again. And Garcia takes a licking from a foul ball off the bat of Selman.
Oh, can't catch a break.
And just as he was starting to ease back into this at-bat behind the plate.
I think they got him in the not-so-fun zone. Yeah.
Garcia taking his steps behind home plate as he's gotten two nasty pieces of a couple foul balls from Selman in this at-bat. And it's 1-2. Tough job. Already catching a runner stealing tonight. It's what wiped the leadoff walk from Brett Harris back in the first inning. The efforts of David Garcia cleared the way for Zach Kent to go fly out strikeout to end the first inning. 1-2, way outside. Counts evened up to Selman now. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Selman in his first appearance of the series, working 2 balls, 2 strikes. The pitch from Kent. High fly ball out to left field, deep towards the line. Fabian on the move, and he runs it down. Pretty deep in the corner, and a long at-bat that cost Kent 6 pitches, and it cost David Garcia a couple foul balls. Taken to the body, results in a Selman fly out to left field. A lot of grass out there for Sandro Fabian. He runs it down. Righty-lefty matchup to the second baseman, Saheed Valenzuela. First pitch, chopper first base side. And a nice stabbing play. Who's that, first base coach?
It's Juan DeLone.
Juan DeLone over there. On a hop, hauled it in. Youngster in the front row got that foul ball. Count is 0-1 to Valenzuela. Hard hit out to shallow left field, dropping quickly, and Fabian on the move makes another catch. Left fielder's been busy in this top of the third inning. Couple flyouts his way, and there's 2 gone. Center fielder Chase Kalibwig now to the plate. Pair of hits for the outfielder Kalibwig in the series. Both of them came back on Tuesday to up that average to a 319. 862 OPS. Another baseball got away from the outfield. Kellen Strom again having to toss it back over the fence. Kalibwig out from the left side, now pumps the bat once, and he straddles in. Righty-lefty with the bases clear, 2 outs. A pitch, missing down. Low off-speed from Kent, and it's 1-0. Top of the order for Midland on deck. Rockhounds held hitless in their first 2 innings. 1-0 pitch. Tapper at the plate, and Garcia takes another cut of a foul ball. Are you kidding me, man?
Oh, my goodness.
I haven't seen this many bad bounces consecutively in maybe like 5-7 minutes of real time.
And all in the same spot.
Steven Rios Jr. looks over at the Riders' dugout and points at Garcia and goes, he just got hit again.
Hey, guys, you see this?
Yep. Are you seeing this?
Oh, same spot.
That looked like right in the gut, right in the midsection. On a foul ball off the bounce, off the dirt, right in the stomach. Evens up the count, 1-1. And the break even outside. 2 balls and a strike. I think that's a testament, though, to how gritty David Garcia actually is. Nothing less but a smile from Garcia every time. 2-1 from Kent. Back to the net, gets over the net. A flare shot foul ball. 2 balls and 2 strikes. It's been 7 consecutively retired by Kent. Zach mentioned extensively the matchup for the right-hander Kent in his last time out. He threw almost 100 pitches on his way to double-digit strikeouts for the first time this year. 6 scoreless before the 7th inning. 2-2. Tap foul up the first base side. Still an even count to the center fielder, Caleb Wieg, that had a solo homer and a double two nights ago.
And after that 100-pitch effort, or near 100-pitch effort, he had to go on the development list for a little bit. Had a little bit of arm trouble, but he's back and good to go.
2-2 again. Down in the dirt. Inside on Caleb Wieg. Three balls, two strikes. Kent with one inning in the Stars and Stripes weekend showdown against Corpus Christi. Just faced three batters as they eased him back in. 3-2 pitch. Just missed for ball four. Second walk given up by Kent on a pitch that did not miss by much. And a two-out base runner for Brett Harris. Kent the last time out, three innings against San Antonio. And what the Rough Riders entered knowing would be a bullpen day, they tossed a shutout. Righty-righty matchup for the third baseman, Harris, the first pitch. Wave and a miss, strike one. Two-out walk to Caleb Wieg forces the top of the order. Strikeouts number two and three coming for Kent in the second, but none here in the third. He had two batters down in less than 10 pitches. No balls and a strike. That runs south of the zone. Evens up the count to Harris, 1-1. Six-pitch at-bat to the leadoff man, Selman, before flying out to left field. And then two pitches to Valenzuela. A shallow shot out to left, but Fabian ran it down. Garcia jogging out to the mound, wants to have a word here with Zach Kent. And the rest of the Rough Riders infield will join him. We had Jin Sundberg on hand last night. One of the great Texas Rangers catchers of all time. Tonight, a Thursday, Blue Northern Hard Seltzer, Rowdy at the River, and it's loaded. Tomorrow night, Christmas in July. You bringing your ugly sweater to the ballpark?
I should, although I don't think I can wear it in this heat.
That's probably the big hill to overcome on Christmas in July, is you can't exactly dress up for it. Maybe like a shirt of an ugly sweater.
How about the bobbleheads for the next couple days?
Talk about them. Yeah. I haven't seen them actually yet in person. I know that they're on social.
Yeah, so Teddy Leg Lamp bobblehead giveaway tomorrow for Christmas in July after the Christmas story.
Fragile. 1-1 to Harris after the trip to the mound is over. Ground ball to Biggers, the third baseman in the corner. Check second, no play there. He elects to go all the way across the diamond to his corner buddy, Dustin Harris, who hauls it in. Two-out walk to Caleb Wieg is left stranded. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one man left aboard. Still scoreless on Thursday night. Rough Riders with 9-1-2 coming to the plate for the bottom of the third next.
This week!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
Time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the third inning set to start on the Riders Baseball Network. Chris Jarrod, Zach Bigley back with you in Frisco, Texas. Scoreless between the Rockhounds and the Rough Riders And, boy, in lieu of Thirsty Thursday, if it was a drinking game every time a foul ball or a ball got away from center field, it's happened for the third time now. This time it was Chase Calabrese that had to go chase it down. First pitch to Jax Biggers is a located strike, 0-1. Jeff Criswell, the right-hander, back onto the mound. He's given up a pair of two-out base hits tonight to Frisco. No runs. 0-1. Runs low. One ball, one strike to the third baseman, Biggers, in his first at-bat.
Can we just be thankful that there are no more beach balls?
So there's
out
no
the
more?
Lazy River? I don't think so.
We would have seen them by now, I think. 1-1. Lifted in the air off the bat of Biggers out to right. Right at Selman. And with the shades on, comes in and makes the catch. Three-pitch fly out to Biggers, and there's one gone. That's the fifth out recorded of a ball in the air from Criswell. So 5 of 7. Give him a strikeout and a ground out to end the second inning. For the most part, the Rough Riders getting the ball in the air to the outfield. Here's Johnny Ornelas. First pitch, moving a little bit outside to the shortstop, 1-0.
He came into this game about averaging the same amount of ground balls and fly balls induced this year.
1-0 toss. There's the fastball at 94. Evens the count up 1-1. A notable amount more of fly balls in tonight's game. 1-1. Chopper, third base side foul. Takes a couple hops into the seats. Pinballs around, and then now basically bouncing down the aisle. Two balls and a strike to Ornelas, who had a hard hit line drive out to center to lead off the bottom of the first. 1-2. In the air behind the net. Fouled away. Still one ball, two strikes. Texas beginning a series against Seattle tonight, the M's. The Rangers with a three-piece in the bottom of the first inning. 1-2. In the air on a lazy fly ball into the shallow infield. Cue shot off the bat of Ornelas, and he flies out. Second baseman Saeed Valenzuela came in to make the catch. One gone. Two gone, I should say. Base is clear for the first baseman, Dustin Harris. In the action in Arlington, they're closing down the first half of the season before the All-Star break. They had three games against Oakland, and now the A's on the road down to South Texas to take on the Astros. First pitch to Harris. Floater outside. One ball, no strikes. And now Texas welcoming in the M's from Seattle. 3-0 in the bottom of the first. Well, it's now top of the second inning. 1-0. Harris charges one up the first baseline. It skips underneath the foot of Chad Comer, the Rough Riders' first base coach, 1-1.
The Riders just ended the Rockhounds' 9-game winning streak. Mariners are on a 10-game winning streak right now.
It's in danger tonight. All-star, pending all-star, Corey Seager with his 11th double of the year to get the Rangers on the scoreboard. 1-1. Rip and a miss on the heater. Harris couldn't catch up to it, and it's now 1-2. Jonah Heim followed it up with a double. Nathaniel Lowe with an RBI ground out. Three quick runs for the Rangers. Should be fun. Julio Rodriguez in the home run derby, good for baseball.
The whole lineup in the home run derby, really good for baseball.
1-2 behind home plate. Harris fouls one away to stay alive. Uncle Albert in the home run derby. Really excited. One ball, two strikes to Harris. The pitch outside. Two balls, two strikes. And the Rough Riders getting representation again in the Futures game. Last year, Cole Wynn, Cole Reagans. And then this year, Jack Leiter, Dustin Harris. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch. That misses low of the zone. Dustin working this count full. Two outs, three balls, two strikes.
Big shoes to fill for Rough Riders players in the Futures game. Cole Wynn got the start last year, and then in 2019, Sam Huff was the MVP in Cleveland.
Righty-lefty from Criswell, the payoff pitch. Hard hit ball out to right field. Sends Selman on the move into the corner. Can't get there. Harris on his way for second on the throw back in, and it's cut off. Two-out double for Dustin Harris to try and start the action in the third inning.
Three hits for the Rough Riders all have come with two outs. And that's now three consecutive innings. The Rough Riders will have a runner in scoring position with two outs. Trying to cash in for the first time against Criswell.
Give Harris his 12th double of the season. And it sets up a chance for Blaine Grimm, who put one in play and reached as the first two-out base hit in tonight's game. Righty-righty matchup from Criswell to Grimm. First pitch. Fastball down and away. 1-0. Really favorable stretch in the lineup for Frisco if they want to strike in this bottom of the third, even with two outs. Grimm a base hit already tonight. Looking like he's returning to the lineup strong. And then Justin Foskey, who's on a tear, waits on deck. 1-0 from Criswell as he checks second. Kicks and fires. Down and away and a sliding stop by the catcher McCann behind the dish. And it keeps Harris at second base. 2-0. Criswell with a two-out base hit in the first and the second. And both stranded in scoring position. 2-0 pitch from him. Hard hit ball out to straightaway center. Sends Calabweig back on a jog and makes the running catch. Blaine Grimm off the bat at 1-0-2, but to straightaway center. And another runner stranded in scoring position on the watch of Jeff Criswell. No runs on one double from Dustin Harris. No errors and a man left aboard. All scoreless. And we go to the fourth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Hey, Riders fans. Looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Left fielder Marty Bakina climbing into the right side. We're off and going in the fourth. Fastball from Zach Kemp. And he drops in his first pitch to begin his fourth inning of work to Bakina. Called strike one. Righty-righty matchup. Neil one pitch. Breaking ball that just misses inside. Even count, 1-1. Kent giving up his first base runner since the leadoff man in tonight's game, all the way back in the first, with two outs in the recent inning. 1-1. Jam shot on Bakina. He flares it behind home plate. 1-2. A leadoff walk to Harris. That was it for Midland until two outs bases clear to Chase Calabweig, and he worked a two-out walk. Kent 1-2, the pitch home. Cranked up the third base line in a line drive that just works foul. Little too early for Bakina out in front of it. The count stays 1-2. 1-0-4, toasty off the bat of the outfielder Bakina, who flew out to left field in his first at-bat. Zach Kent looking for strikeout number four. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Strike three, got him. First strikeout for Kent since the second inning and his fourth tonight on the big looping curveball. One gone. Another look on stream on a pitch that just about disappeared from Marty Bakina's point of view. Designated hitter Logan Davidson now in from the left side. First pitch. Fastball. Called strike one outside edge. The switch hitter, Davidson, listed as an infielder but DHing tonight. He was the first strikeout victim on the watch of Kent. 0-1. Wave and a miss. Kent starting to heat up with where those off speeds are finishing, and it's 0-2. Davidson calls for time from the left side. Everybody in action in the Texas League tonight. We mentioned already an earlier start in Corpus Christi in Northwest Arkansas. That one's midway through the fifth already. 0-2 from Kent. Fastball just off the plate, and the right-hander wanted it. It's 1-2. Bottom of the fifth inning already in Corpus Christi. 1-2. Thought about from Davidson. Did he go? He sure did. Chris Presley Murphy rings him up. Back-to-back strikeouts as Davidson goes down swinging. 5 tonight for Kent, and there's 2 gone in the fourth.
Really good slider, diving low and away, and Davidson just couldn't hang up.
Back-to-back strikeouts, just the way that Kent ended the second inning when he got 2 and 3. He's got 4 and 5 in the fourth. Righty-righty to Jordan Diaz, the first pitch. Swing and a miss, down and away for strike one. Toppling the first baseman Diaz out of the right side of the box. Rock Collins held to just 2 base runners through 3 2/3. On Zach Kent's line, his 0-1 pitch. Fastball that just missed. 1-1. Other games in action, San Antonio and Amarillo, maybe those bats cooling off. It's 1-0 Missions in the bottom of the third. Kent the break even. Tapped foul at the plate. Right-hander Kent in control, and it's 1-2. Last night's game, San Antonio, Amarillo, 33 combined hits.
Ew.
It was right. But wait. Says Wichita and Arkansas. 39 hits at Riverfront Stadium last night. 16-12, the final score. One, two pitch. High and inside. It backs Diaz away. Counts evened up.
I have some sort of animosity against Hodgetown. It's like, that is gross. Riverfront, that's okay.
Break even. Tapped foul. Still a 2-ball, 2-strike count to Diaz. This was a 14-0 ball game between Wichita and Arkansas. The Travs put up 9 in the fifth. 1 in the seventh, 2 in the ninth. They couldn't do it, though. 2-2 toss. Tap foul again as Diaz just getting a piece of another one. Stays alive.
Sounds like a game the Rough Riders had earlier this season in Hodgetown. They led 14-0. Gave them an 11 run to bottom of the eighth inning.
My gosh. 2-2 from Kent. Tap foul at the plate. Diaz getting a piece of everything. He's fought off the off speed, gets to the fastball that time inside. Bases clear in the top of the fourth, we're scoreless. Frisco with the only action tonight on the bases in the hits column with 3. Midland's drawn a pair of walks at the plate, but both have either been stranded or caught stealing. Kent, 2 balls, 2 strikes, the pitch home. Diaz, did he go? No, he did not. Mike Carroll up the first baseline says on the appeal. 3 balls, 2 strikes to Diaz. Three, two, swing and a miss. Strike 3, got him down and away. Kent comes in and K's the side in the fourth inning. 3 up, 3 down, all on strikeouts. 6 tonight for the right-hander Kent in 4 hitless innings for the Rough Riders tonight. Frisco looking to try and hop on the scoreboard for the bottom of the fourth inning next. They send 4, 5, 6. Foscue, Strom, Garcia, due up on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Calling all campuses, the Frisco Rough Riders invite you to gear up for football season with College Night at Riders Field on August 25th. Wear your campus colors to the ballpark and rep your university with your fellow fans. Show up and show out against your biggest rivals with designated seating sections for your desired school and be a part of the action with themed on-field games and promotions. Reserve your spot today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Justin Foskey leading off the home stretch of the fourth inning from Riders Field. We're scoreless. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley, and the right-hander Jeff Criswell throws the 1-0. He leaves it off the plate. Two balls, no strikes. We've seen two really solid pitching outings tonight. Zach Kent threw four hitless innings. He's got six strikeouts. 2-0. Foskey takes a called strike one on the outer edge, and it's 2-1. And then Jeff Criswell. Only one strikeout tonight, but no walks. Three hits given up, no runs. And he's dealt with runners in scoring position really well. 2-1. Down and in. Justin Foskey sitting three balls and a strike after he was the lone strikeout victim back in the first inning. An at-bat that gave Kyle McCann, the catcher, an error. The only one tonight up on the scoreboard. Righty-righty to Foskey, the 3-1 pitch home. High pop-up. This to the shallow left side of the infield. Ironman back, the shortstop right in the grass, and makes a catch. 3-1 pop out from Foskey to short, and there's one gone in the bottom of the fourth. Kellen Strom coming to the plate. Looking to extend that on base streak. Creeping up on 30 games for Strom. He got number 27 last night. Righty, righty, shows bunt, drops it down beautifully up the third baseline. Harris charging and there's no play to be made. A bunt single on the first pitch from Kellen Strom and it's up to 29 consecutive games reaching. Snuck one by Criswell on the right, left side of the Rock Hounds defense and then never even looked at that baseball, just head down sprinting up the line. Fourth Rough Riders hit tonight, and the first, Zach, without two outs in the inning. See what type of difference that can make. Righty-lefty to the catcher, David Garcia. First pitch. Up the first baseline, right to Diaz. Throws to second for one. Down to first. Not in time. What a stretch from Criswell, the starting man on the mound. But they called him off the bag. Out of your pitcher. Take another look.
That's a way to get hurt if you're a pitcher.
I mean, the athleticism. Oh! Come on, man. I'm doing the splits.
Would have been in time, but he was off the bat.
That wipes Kellen Strom off the bases, but he did drop down that bunt base hit. Garcia on the first pitch aboard on the fielder's choice. 0 for 2 tonight. Here's Sandro Fabian.
So now what we've seen, the first three innings, a runner aboard, two outs.
Every
and,
time.
Yep, every time. Got to try to find a way to get him into scoring position again. And then hopefully find a way to drive him in.
Garcia, the switch hitting catcher at first base. Criswell comes home. Fabian tops one into the Rough Riders dugout. A couple guys scattering out of there. It's 0-1.
Pointing out at Fabian.
Yeah, hey. Been a fairly quick ball game as we're just past the top of the 8 o'clock hour. Criswell's 0-1. Fabian tops one in the dirt. It's 0-2.
Brave man to say that.
I just was going to say it and then move on.
Going to harp on it a little bit.
We had some rain earlier in the area. Am I old to say we needed it? Does that make me old?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say so. I don't think you're old. Wrong.
Okay, old guy. 0-2, runner goes. Lifted foul behind home plate. And it stays 0-2. David Garcia would have had his first swipe bag. Maybe a hit and run on with Fabian at the plate on an 0-2 pitch. And Garcia striding back to first base. Runner at first and two gone for Criswell as he checks Garcia at first. Now coming set from the right side at the belt. No balls, two strikes. The pitch to Fabian. Tap foul at the plate. He just stays alive. Still 0-2. Started to talk about the upcoming weekend in the lone full homestand for the Rough Riders in the month of July. They'll take a four-day break, after this week, Monday through Thursday, the All-Star break, and then Friday through Sunday in North Little Rock against the Arkansas Travelers. Throw to first. Garcia back to the bag. Still no balls, two strikes to Fabian. After that, keep the bags packed. Six-game series in the lone matchup against Springfield on the road. Criswell to Fabian, no balls, two strikes, a pitch home. Swing and a miss, strike three. Fabian goes down and couldn't fight off another foul ball. Second strikeout tonight for Criswell through four scoreless innings against the Rough Riders. Still scoreless from Frisco, Texas. We go to the fifth inning next. We'll pass it back over to Zach Bigley on the play-by-play on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger patty melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to ridersbaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the top of the fifth inning from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas, we're scoreless. And the Rough Riders dip into their bullpen for the first time tonight. And they pluck out Grant Wolfram, who takes over for Zach Kent. What a start from Zach Kent. Four hitless, scoreless innings. Six strikeouts to two walks. And now the Rough Riders turn to the hard-throwing left-hander. Wolfram, the Michigan native. Jeremy Ironman stands in for the right side. First pitch from the left-hander on the way. High fly ball into center field. Kellenstrom freezes on it. Now traces steps over to his right, makes the catch. And there's the first out of the fifth inning. One pitch, one out for Grant Wolfram. Rough Riders have still not surrendered a hit
as we play here in the fifth. Only two base runners of the ballgame, walks, two of them from Zach Ken, who had those six strikeouts through his four innings, still trying to work his way back from a minor injury. So they're being careful with him. Under 60 pitches for Ken. One away, here's Kyle McCann in a scoreless ballgame. First pitch. Upper edge for a strike. First pitch slider from Grant Wolfram, and it's 0-1. Wolfram will be in the, for the most part, mid-90s with that fastball, and the slider will be in the upper 80s. 0-1. Pours in another slider on the upper edge inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2. And as we've harped upon time and time again this year, when Wolfram is in the zone, he is one of the best pitchers on the team.
Yeah.
And when he loses command, that's when he struggles. Wolfram this year making his 21st appearance. 0-2. Low and outside. And the count goes to 1-2. 2-1 with a 4.86 ERA. On the year, 33 and a third innings, 42 strikeouts, but 26 walks. He issues in the 1-2. Up high, 2-2.
Talked with Seth, I should say Grant Wolfram, earlier this week, and just touched base on him with how really the first full season at the AA level has been, and he says the biggest adjustments trying to find those secondary pitches in the strike zone.
2-2. Fouled back. Still 2-2.
And then he says that early on, one of the best pieces of advice and the things to really calm him down after, you know, starting the year in April and May, not the way he really wanted to, is Jeff Andrews, the pitching coach, saying your stuff plays at this level. It's just a matter of being able to calm things down and get the good takeaways from an appearance on the mound.
2-2. Just outside, 3-2. And Wolfram was a starter up until this year for the most part. Kind of a new role for him working out of the bullpen. It's helped that velo, though. It's been up there. 3-2 on McCann. He brings it in. Just low, 4. So his first free pass issued here in the fifth inning. One away, and the third base runner tonight for Midland in a scoreless game. It's their third walk. Well, you mentioned Seth. Seth Nordlund.
I did.
Is making his AAA debut tonight.
Love that.
He's back on the hill in the bottom half of the second inning as Round Rock's taking on El Paso. That's on the road. First pitch to Shane Selman is fouled back up this way off to our right. And it just goes below us. And it's 0-1. Nordlund did allow a run in that first inning, but two strikeouts, and Round Rock's given him 5 runs.
Hey, no.
And it looks like a double-A matchup. It's Seth Nordlund against Thomas Eshelman for El Paso, the former San Antonio Mission. Pitch home, swing and a miss, 0-2 from Selman. Eshelman allowing those 5 runs on 7 hits.
Oof.
For the first 2 innings. Good to see a few former Rough Riders getting in on the fun. Pitch home. High pop-up on the infield. Foscue, the second baseman, angling over and in, and now backpedaling makes the catch. 2 down, runner aboard. No score, top 5 for Sahid Valenzuela. Ezekiel Duran with his 4th home run. Nick Solak with a home run as well. Ezekiel Duran really starting to swing it. Got the average up to 270 after was hovering around 220 up at the AAA level. Wolfram readies. He issues home. Valenzuela spoils it foul away off to the right side. It's 0-1.
Go Zeke, go.
Love to see him up at the big league level at some point here soon. And speaking actually of the big league level, Elia Hernandez, former Rough Rider from last year, just got the call up. 0-1. Inside. And it's 1-1. So Rough Riders will add another name to their road to the show wall. Another Rough Rider making their major league debut. Hernandez played 16 games with the Rough Riders last year before going up to AAA Round Rock. 1-1 pitch on the way to Valenzuela. Soft grounder up the middle. Ornelas to his left. The shortstop slides, makes a play behind second, throws high onto first over Harris's head. Gets a favorable carom off the facing of the dugout for Midland. But it's an infield single for Sahid Valenzuela. McCann up to second. Chase Kalibwig makes his way in. 2 aboard And two out here in the fifth, and there's the first hit for Midland tonight.
No surprise that one went as far as it did after breaking the bat of Valenzuela. Just bounced it up the middle, and Ornelas knew he really couldn't waste too much time. But, boy, is he fortunate that that one came up and then back down and didn't leak into that Midland dugout.
Heck of an effort, though, from Ornelas just to get to that baseball and get a throw off. A sliding stop, pop-up slide, got to his feet spinning and threw on to first, couldn't get him. So two aboard, here's Chase Calabuig. And the pitch home. Calabuig takes a strike on the outside edge and a 0-1 with a slider. He walked earlier in the third to extend his on-base streak to 17 games. Entering into today, he was hitting .421 over his previous 16 with a .476 on-base percentage. 0-1 outside. One ball, one strike. And you think, why is he in the nine spot? Well, Bobby Crosby loves him there, and Chase Calabuig has really taken that role to heart. He loves hitting in the ninth spot, setting things up for the top of the order, which he did well in the opener of this one, hitting a home run and a double in the nine hole. 1-1. Takes the upper edge, inside corner for a strike. Outside corner, I should say. 1-2. Wolfram ahead in the count. Chance to get out of the inning without damage. No score, top of the fifth. Left-hander brings in the 1-2. Check swing, and he was able to hold. Slider away, 2-2. Really tough at-bat for any left-hander facing off against Grant Wolfram. Slider sweeping away from them. It's a low three-quarter arm slot from Wolfram. He stretches, and the 2-2. Fouled straight back, still two balls and two strikes. On the season, left-handers are hitting a measly .122 against him. Right-handers hitting .280. That's a massive split difference.
And this is a big spot in the ballgame. This is the most base runners that Midland's had tonight. And a game that we mentioned and that we've seen early on has not had a lot of base runners at all. Two on, two out. A big spot for Grant Wolfram and the Riders.
Outfield plays the opposite way, 2-2. Low and outside, missed with a slider. Three balls and two strikes. Oh, that's a big pitch as well. Brett Harris at the top of the order due up. Well, for most teams, a nine-hitter would be like, well, you don't want to walk the nine-hitter. Chase Calabuig is not your normal nine-hitter, as we just talked about. Hitting .319 this year. 3-2, runners go. Fouled away, left side. And it's still three balls, two strikes. A lot of pitches for Grant Wolfram in this inning. This next one will be his 22nd. Lengthy inning for the Rockhounds. Trying to get to Wolfram here. The 3-2 again. Chopper, third base side. It just sneaks in fair down the line. McCann strolls home to score. Valenzuela to third. And Calabuig into second with an opposite field ground ball double to make it 1-0 Midland. He couldn't have gone out there and thrown it any better down the line. Just a chopper right down the third base line. As Jax Biggers, the third baseman in the pull side shift, was playing about 15 feet off the line. And it easily allowed McCann, who was going on the 3-2 pitch, to come in to score from second. Valenzuela to third. And Calabuig has his 16th double this year, his 39th RBI, and it's 1-0 Midland. Top of the card now, Brett Harris, two in scoring position, two outs. Wolfram deals home. Check swing and a slider. That gets away in the dirt from Garcia, and Valenzuela comes in to score from third. 2-0. Wild pitch. Calabuig moves up to third. It was a good pitch down and in, but it skipped away in the wrong direction from Garcia, who blocked it. It just caromed off of his glove to his right, and Valenzuela scored easily with a head-first dive across the plate. So a runner at third now and two outs. 2-0 Rockhounds here in the top of the fifth. Wolfram deals. Down low and inside. Two balls, no strikes. So the walk comes in to score, as does the infield single. No hard hit balls in this inning against Grant Wolfram. That's the tough thing. Left-hander, the 2-0. A drive into center. Kellen Strom racing back on it. Riders center fielder just shy of the warning track makes the catch, and the side comes to a close in the fifth inning. Damage done by the Rockhounds, though. Two runs across on two hits, no errors, and a runner left stranded. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Our score, it's the Rockhounds 2 and the Rough Riders nothing on the Riders Baseball Network. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ballgame with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three called. This one's over.
Let's ride.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Josh Stowers leads it off in the home half of the fifth. First pitch, whiff and a miss, and a high fastball, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders now trail 2-0 to the Midland Rockhounds after two runs come across in the top of the fifth inning. RBI double Chase Calabuig in a wild pitch. 0-1. A bunt popped in the air down the third baseline. Criswell calls off the third baseman Harris, who comes in, and Criswell makes the catch, but he's bumped into by Harris. Stares him down, and a nice tap on the back for both sides. Everyone's good. One away. A little bit scary with Harris charging in, and you could clearly hear Criswell calling everyone off, saying, I got it. Easy play for him. And there's the first out of the fifth inning. Jax Biggers makes his way to the plate now, left-handed batter. And the first pitch. Curveball outside corner for a strike, 0-1. The Rough Riders card offensively has been very interesting. Frisco has four hits, one in each inning, 0-1. Rip and a foul back into McCann's glove, and it's 0-2. They have stranded a runner in every inning as well offensively. Three out of the four hits have come with two outs in the inning. And the Rough Riders have left a scoring position man in three out of the four as well. 0-2 toss on the way to Biggers. Ground ball the opposite way off the fist to third. Picked by Harris. Long throw across the diamond. Not in time. Infield single for Jax Biggers. Rough Riders have their fifth hit of the night. An infield single on a ground ball hit off the left-hander's handle. Down the third baseline the opposite way. Harris had to come around the baseball to field it on a forehand. And a long throw with his feet straddling the chalk. He couldn't get the speedy Biggers. Top of the order now in Jonathan Ornelas. Johnny 0 for 2 tonight. He had multi-hit games in each of the first two of the contests. Or two of the series, I should say. First pitch. Swing and a miss and a nasty change, and it's 0-1. Ornelas still the team's leader in multi-hit games with 34 this year. Just to put that in context for you, here's the stretch. And Criswell, the 0-1. Ornelas swings and misses on a fastball this time, 0-2. Ornelas this season has played in 73 games. He has multi-hits in 34 of them. It's over half. If my math is correct. It was never really good at math. Here's the stretch. And the 0-2. He drives it down the left field line in towards the corner. It's down all the way up against the wall. Biggers around second on his way to third. He gets the stop sign from Jared Gennert. And it's another double from Johnny Ornelas, his 13th on the year. On an 0-2 pitch, he got a hanger right in the middle of the plate. That was on the changeup and just yanked it down the left field line. Ball was scalded off his bat. 107 off the stick from Ornelas. Another extra base hit for him as he's been piling those up recently. We've been talking all season long. A lot of hits from Ornelas, but a lot of singles. You'd love to see him pile on those extra base hits, and he has. Now 20, or 21, I should say, combined doubles and triples, or doubles and homers. Harris doubled his last time up. He stands in now. He's heading to the Futures game on Saturday. Criswell from the stretch, first pitch. High fly ball out to left center field. Bikina cutting over, the left fielder under it. He makes the catch. Biggers tags from third. He heads on home, and the Rough Riders are on the board. Ornelas stays at second. A sacrifice fly for Dustin Harris. It's his 57th RBI of the year, and the Rough Riders cut into the lead. It's now 2-1, Midland out in front. Two down for Blaine Krim. Just something about that walk-up song, Fat Bottom Girls by Queen, the goatee. Just works perfectly. One for two day for Blaine Krim. Ornelas at second, first pitch. Criswell misses low and away. Change up, and it's one ball and no strikes. Well, the Rough Riders with their first run of the ball game. It comes in the bottom of the fifth. One nothing pitch. Krim in the air, shallow right field, dropping quickly, and it falls. Ornelas around third. He comes in to score, and we're tied. RBI single for Blaine Krim, his second hit today. He scores Ornelas from second. And we've got a brand new one here in the fifth at 2-2. Didn't have to hit it hard, just fought it off into shallow right field. And the Rough Riders have tied it up. Chris Smith, the pitching coach for Midland, out of the dugout. And he's going to go chat with Jeff Criswell. Criswell had such a strong season here at the AA level, allowing just six runs over his first four starts combined. And this is just the third time he's allowed two runs in a start. Justin Foscue is the next man he'll face after this quick mound visit. Well, the Rough Riders, two runs on seven hits tonight. Midland, two runs on their two hits. It's the inverse of what we saw last night. Rockhounds banging out all these hits early on in the ballgame. Rough Riders only had two hits through their first four innings offensively. And that was eight hits already at that point for the Rockhounds. So new night, new game. We have a brand new game right now as well, tied at two. Foscue 0 for 2 today. Krim at first, two outs in the fifth. Criswell looks in for his sign. He's got it, and he offers. A high golf shot down the left field line. Long run for Bikina. And he runs out of room. It's into the Riders' bullpen, just shy of it. And it takes a hop off the stands and up into the bullpen, where Furo Zuna will go grab it. 0-1. Foscue, a strikeout in the first. Popped out to short in the fourth. What a night for Foscue last night. Four RBIs, including an RBI double. His 20th double of the year. That's tied for seventh in the Texas League. Pitch home. Low and outside. One ball, one strike. Foscue in the month of July has just been absolutely on fire. Five multi-hit games in the seven games he's played in July. Stretch from Criswell. 1-1 toss in the way. Hardliner right to third. Harris picks it out of the air, and the side comes to a close in the fifth. Foscue hit it just about as hard as you could, but it was right to Brett Harris. The Rough Riders do put up a couple runs, though, in the fifth. It comes on three hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're tied at two. Top six right around the corner on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Did you know the air inside your home could be making you sick? The EPA estimates indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the air outside. The good news, Carpetex Air Duct Cleaning removes dirt, allergens, germs, molds, and viruses. And right now, get $75 off air duct cleaning from Carpetex. Call Carpetex and ask about the $75 off air duct deal today. 972-303-8906.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Brand new ball game at 2-2 as we roam to the top of the sixth inning from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. Marty Bikina starts it off for Midland. And Grant Wolfram's first pitch, a rip and a miss, and it's 0-1 on a good slider down low and inside. A left fielder. Number two spot in the order, it's 2-3-4. Bikina, Logan Davidson, Jordan Diaz for these Rockhounds. Wolfram kicks in the 0-1. Low, and it's now 1-1. Midland putting up 2 runs in the top of the fifth. Rough Riders volleying right back. 2 more runs of their own in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Wolfram, a long stretch. 1-1. Way high and outside with a 95-mile-an-hour heater. 2-1. Bikina 0-for-2 today, a fly out to left field, and a strikeout in his 2 trips. Wolfram stretches, and he brings in the 2-1, a fly ball down the right field line, and foul. 2-2. Joe Corbett is loosening out in the Rough Riders bullpen, so not sure how far Grant Wolfram's going to go in this inning. He threw 25 pitches in his lone frame in the fifth. Bikina calls time, and Steven Rios Jr., the home plate umpire, vacates behind home just to let him get a breather for a second. He's back in. Wolfram ready to go, and the 2-2 pitch on the way. Just down low and inside. 3-2. 96 on the fastball. It's been good today for Wolfram. Left-hander ready to go. Payoff home. In the air out to left center field, sending Fabian back to the warning track, looking up, and it hits off the middle of the wall. Strom plays it back in quickly, fires it towards second, but not before Bikina coasts in with his 10th double of the year. He cranked it right off the middle of the wall in left center field. A little bit off towards the end of the bat. It's 97 miles an hour off the stick, but a little bit more to the left, and maybe that's a homer, 378 feet off the middle of the wall. A runner in scoring position for Logan Davidson. First pitch, he takes high. It's 1-0. Switch hitter Davidson batting from the right side now, as opposed to the left side that he did against the right-handed starter Zach Kent. 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball, low and away. That's the slider. 2 balls, no strikes. Davidson, a tall, athletic, left side of the infield man. Much better hitter from the right side than he is the left. More power from the left side, though. 2-0. Outside. 3 balls, no strikes. He's hitting 296 as a right-handed batter, 241 as a left-handed batter. He digs back in from the right side. On the way. Inside, and he nearly hit him. Instead, he walks him. The first two have reached for Midland in the sixth. Runners at first and second, and Jordan Diaz will make his way to the plate, but he will not face Grant Wolfram. Jared Gettert out of the Rough Riders dugout, the Riders manager, and he's going to go get Grant Wolfram. He'll select Joe Corbett out of the Rough Riders bullpen, and we'll see a pitching change mid-inning here in the sixth. Rough Riders and Rockhounds tied at 2-2. We'll step aside, come right back to Riders Field after this in the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Joe Corbett takes over on the mound for the Rough Riders in the top of the sixth inning. Tough situation for him with runners at first and second and nobody down. And he relieves Grant Wolfram, who allowed those two runs in the fifth, and he's now responsible for both the guys on base right now as well. Joe Corbett has been a little up and down for the Rough Riders in relief, coming up from High A Hickory. Got a good ERA to show for it so far, and even 3 earned run average. 25-year-old, stands 6'5", 230 pounds, native of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Looks in for his sign against Jordan Diaz. Right on right. And the first pitch on the way. Slider outside. 1 ball, no strikes. Corbett pitched really well with Hickory at the High A level. 1-1, a 2.86 ERA and 16 outings. And the Rough Riders brought him on up here. And so far he's allowed 3 runs over 9 innings. 10 strikeouts to 6 walks. 1-0. Fouled straight back. Fastball at 91, and the count evens at 1 ball and 1 strike. Corbett, one of those guys who's very candid and just a wonderful guy to talk to really about anything. But one thing that really struck me after he did a pregame interview with Chris was after his debut. He looks in. He's ready for the 1-1 pitch. He brings it into Diaz. Slider tapped on the ground is short. Ornelas fields chest high. Flips onto second for one. Foskey to first. Got him double play.
Huge.
Massive twin killing for the Rough Riders. Bakina down to third. 6-4-3. Well, the Rough Riders have a runner at third now with Jeremy Ironman at the plate. And Midland no longer has as big a threat. Two-two ball game, top of the sixth. Runner at third, two down. Righty-righty, first pitch. Slider inside corner for a strike, 0-1. The thing he said in that interview after his debut was after he gave up a homer.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, I'm in double A. Okay, yeah. Pretty cool. Well, there was a homer.
Welcome to double A, Joe, is what he said.
0-1. Swing and a miss on back-to-back sliders, and it's 0-2.
For sure a guy with both feet on the ground.
That's hard to do sometimes, especially once you get up to this level. Guy who went to West Texas A&M. He's ahead 0-2 on Ironman, trying to get Wolfram off the hook of the two runners. 0-2. Fastball high and away. Ball and two strikes. Sun setting here at Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. Pinkish hue across the horizon. Little white puffy clouds in right field. 1-2. Slider in the dirt. Two balls and two strikes. It really turned out to be a very pleasant day and not in triple digits for the first time, it seems like, in 3 years.
Yeah, it felt good working around the ballpark today and gearing up for the weekend. You mentioned it was a little humid, but a couple ticks down and the temperature felt fine.
2-2. Slider just inside. Garcia holds it there. Steven Rios Jr., our home plate umpire, says, no thank you. Three balls, two strikes. Runner at third, tied at two. We are in the top of the sixth inning. He brings it. Check swing roller, foul right side. Towards Midland's first base coach, Juan DeLone. Still 3-2 on Ironman, the shortstop, who's 0 for 2 today, a strikeout and a flyout. Corbett trying to get out of the inning. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Fastball upstairs, and Joe Corbett strikes him out to get his way out of the sixth inning. No runs across, a hit, no errors, and one runner left stranded. Nicely done, Joe Corbett. Couple base runners inherited and a scoreless frame nonetheless. Still tied at two, bottom six, coming up on the Riders Baseball Network. New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. And actually, they're in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
First pitch to Kellen Strom rides inside. It's one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders and Rockhounds tied at two. Kellen Strom, David Garcia, Sandro Fabian do up. 1-0. Soft roller foul back to the on-deck circle where David Garcia is. And it's one ball and one strike. Jeff Criswell back out for another inning. Just 71 pitches as it stands right now. Right-hander is wide in the 1-1. Inside with a fastball, and it's two balls, one strike. Kellen Strom extending that on-base streak to 29 consecutive games his last time up back in the fourth. A bunt single down the third baseline. 2-1. Change up high and in. Three balls, one strike. And the Rough Riders putting up their two runs in the ballgame back in the fifth. Sack fly by Dustin Harris. RBI single Blaine Krim. 3-1. High and away. Ball four. Another walk for Kellen Strom. It's his 43rd of the year to tie the team high with J.P. Martinez. He's reached twice today. That brings David Garcia up to the plate. First time tonight the Rough Riders have had a leadoff base runner aboard.
How about the first walk given up by Criswell as well? He's been really sharp in his pitches. There have been full counts tonight. But leave it to Kellen Strom with the absolute heater of an on-base streak to draw the first walk.
First pitch on the way to Garcia. He swings and misses and a good change low, and it's 0-1. Now Kellen Strom during this on-base streak has been unreal. 419 on-base percentage. 0-1 pitch. Garcia swings, fouls it back into McCann's glove, and it's 0-2. Back-to-back changeups. The Riders' catcher. He's 0-2 today. Rough Riders with seven hits on the offensive side. They've had one in each inning so far. Not yet here in the sixth, but time to go. Open stance for Garcia. Bent slightly at the knees. Criswell, the 0-2. High with a fastball. One ball, two strikes. Double play depth up the middle for the Rockhounds defensively. Ironman at short and Valenzuela at second. Garcia is a double play candidate. One, two. Outside. Two balls, two strikes. Garcia has been swinging a hot bat as of late. Riders catcher over his last 18 games hitting 309. Two-two toss. Swing and a miss and a ball that gets away from McCann off to his right. Strom up to second. He's around second on his way to third. McCann finally locates it. And Strom eases into third base. So Garcia strikes out. His first base was occupied. He couldn't run down. But Strom says, I'll take two bases, please and thank you. A wild pitch puts a runner just 90 feet away for the Rough Riders. Just the third strikeout for Jeff Criswell. One away, and here's Sandro Fabian. Go-ahead run at third base, and the infield comes in for the Rockhounds. First pitch. Fabian chops it foul back behind home. It's 0-1. Fabian did strike out his last time up in the fourth, but hit a ball at 107 off the bat on a single up the middle to center. His first at-bat back in the second. 10 long balls for Sandro Fabian this year. 0-1. He swings, sends it high in the air to the right center field alley. Kalibwig on the run, and he tracks it down to make the catch. Strom tags from third. He eases in to score, and the Rough Riders lead 3-2. The great base running of Kellen Strom gives the Rough Riders the lead here in the sixth. He gets two bases on the wild pitch, and Sandro Fabian a sacrifice fly to score him. Frisco by one.
We saw three errors last night be the difference in the Rough Riders' win, and a couple of miscues tonight, but that's just a stroke of bad luck for Criswell and the Rockhounds defensively, as Strom takes two and three on that ball that got away.
First pitch to Josh Stowers.
He chops it foul at the plate, 0-1.
And for Frisco, you could say it just the opposite. What a stroke of good luck with how many base runners you've had tonight. You look at the hits. Frisco with 7 to Midland's 3 in a tied 2-2 ball game. And as you mentioned, it was the same thing that happened last night, just different ends of the table.
Wind back, 0-1. Change up, swing and a miss. 0-2. And how about 4 consecutive innings to start the ball game where the Rough Riders pick up a hit? They don't pick up a hit in the 6th and score. Walk, wild pitch. And sack fly. It's the little things that Kellen Strom can do. Oh, 2. Inside. 1-2. 2 outs, bases clear now. Bottom 6, Rough Riders lead 3-2. And the offering is cut on and missed, strike 3. Side comes to a close here in the 6th inning. 1 run across for the Rough Riders, though, on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Frisco grabs a 3-2 lead in the bottom of the 6th inning. We go to the top of the 7th. 3-2 Rough Riders. Chris Jarrett on the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans. Do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big in Brighton, North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For 4 games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for 4 home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the 7th here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
It's a Thursday night party in Frisco, Texas. Rough Riders take a 3-2 lead with run across on no hits in the bottom of the 6th inning. We start the 7th from Riders Field. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley with you on a thirsty Thursday. And a Blue Northern hard seltzer, rowdy at the river. And the river is certainly rowdy tonight. Here's Kyle McCann as Joe Corbett, the Rough Riders reliever, back on the bump. His first pitch, 85 miles an hour, runs outside of the zone. 1-0 and no strikes to the left-handed catcher Kyle McCann. That's 0-for-1 tonight. He walked and scored back in the 5th inning. 1-0 pitch. Chopper first base side foul. On its way towards the tarp, and it kicks off the wall. And Josh Stowers, his assistance needed, and it's 1-1. McCann with the walk got things going for Frisco against Grant Wolfram back in the 5th inning. The first frame for Frisco that they went into their bullpen. 4 innings for Zach Kent tonight. He struck out 5 in those 4 hitless innings, also scoreless with 2 walks. Corbett 1-1 looking in, and the break even. McCann starts to go around but holds up. 2-2. Midland with 6-7-8 in the 7th inning. 3-2 Rough Riders. A McCann, a 1-out walk on Wolfram. And then back-to-back base hits, 2-1. High fly ball out to right field. Forget about this one. Stowers can only watch this ball leave the yard. It bangs off the signage in right field. And McCann again this week going deep. This time 431 feet. And we're back tied in the 7th. An absolute moonshot from Kyle McCann. Leadoff homer given up by Corbett. Forget about that one. McCann with his second home run of the week. He did it back on Tuesday night. And it's a 3-3 ball game. Shane Selman standing in. First pitch from Corbett missed inside. It's 1-0. Selman tonight 0-2. Righty-righty matchup on Corbett after the home run. This one's high in the air out to left field. Fabian on the move. Going back to the wall, looking up, and it's gone. Midland takes the lead on back-to-back shots. 4-3 rock counts. Seventh home run of the season for Shane Selman. Bases clear, nobody out for Saheed Valenzuela. As McCann goes to right field and Selman going deep to the left. First pitch to Valenzuela is a called strike. Frisco with a run across, as we mentioned, in the bottom of the sixth inning on no hits. They've been pacing the way over Midland to a team that had been hitless since the fifth inning. The 0-1 runs outside. It's 1-1. They had been hitless up until the fifth inning, should have said. Only two base runners in four frames on the line of Zach Kent. 1-1 from Corbett. Fastball missing up and out. 2-1 to the second baseman, Valenzuela, that back in the fifth inning we talked about, back-to-back base hits. The first came from Valenzuela, and then an RBI double from Chase Calabui. 2-1. Off the plate. Counts now 3-1 from Corbett. He began the sixth inning. I should say it was Wolfram that began the sixth inning with a double and a walk. Then Corbett came in for the righty-righty matchup on Jordan Diaz. 6-4-3 double play. 3-1. Rip and a miss. Valenzuela can't catch up to it at 92 in the count's full. And then after the double play, runner at third in a 2-2 ball game. And Corbett getting the strikeout on Ironman to end the side. 3-2 in the air. Left side of the infield and a leaping catch for Jax Biggers. There's the first down of the seventh. Well, that ends the streak of the first two reaching and the first two scoring for Midland. Back-to-back solo home runs gives the Rockhounds a 4-3 lead over Frisco in the top of the seventh. Well, the good news is the start is likely coming to a close for Midland right-hander Jeff Criswell. Righty-lefty to Chase Calabuig, the first pitch missing low. Breaking ball at 86, it's 1-0. But we say that, nobody up for Midland after Criswell throwing 87 pitches through six innings. 1-0. Shot foul on a late swing into the net. And it drops and rolls up the dirt. Gets away from a couple fans before finally someone can lean over the wall and pull it in. 1-1 on the center fielder, Calabuig. He's 1-for-1 tonight in two at-bats. Walked in the top of the third inning. Corbett's 1-1. Breaking ball that just missed high. 2-0 to the bottom hitter, Chase Calabuig. Solo shot, Kyle McCann, his 10th of the year. Solo shot, Shane Selman, his 7th. 4-3 rock counts despite getting out hit 7-5. 2-1. Back to the net. Calabuig fights one off, and it's 2-2. So I guess to counter that argument, why would you take Jeff Criswell out? Let him go for the seventh inning with 9-1-2 due up. Nobody throwing from Midland, but a couple guys have been stirring around the last couple of frames. Corbett, the 2-2 pitch. Called strike three, and Calabuig knew it. Second strikeout of the night for Joe Corbett. And the second out of the top of the seventh. Bases clear, two gone for the third baseman, Brett Harris. Good pitch from Corbett. Picks up strikeout number two. And retires arguably the best bat in the Midland lineup in the last 2 weeks' time. Righty-righty against Brett Harris from Corbett. The pitch on its way. Chopper third base side. Tough play. Got past Biggers, but a foul ball. That one took a big bounce in front of the hot cornerman, Jax Biggers. Fortunate for him, it just ran to his right. 0-1. Well, Midland entered this series 10-2 in the second half of play. They won Tuesday's series opener to an 11-2 start. Rough Riders out of the gate in the second half. Certainly were not up to that pace, but they weren't far behind. 0-1 pitch. Harris, did he go? Wow, no, he didn't. Say that he held up and the count's 1-1. Base is clear, 2 outs in the seventh on Brett Harris. He's 0-2 tonight on a ground out and fly out. Walked back in the first inning. Corbett set at the belt, looks in, kicks the 1-1. Breaking ball, drops into the zone. Good pitch, strike two. It's actually Amarillo 2 games behind first of Midland. Sandwiched in between Midland atop the South at 11-3 and Frisco at 8-6. 1-2, chopper up the middle left side of the infield. The shortstop Ornelas with it, sets, throws to first to retire Harris. After the back-to-back solo shots, Joe Corbett sitting down the next three consecutively, picks up his second strikeout, but Midland striking. Two homers for the Rockhounds in the top of the seventh, and it's a 4-3 ball game into the seventh inning stretch at Riders Field. 9-1-2 due up after the stretch in the home half of the seventh, next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Calling all campuses, the Frisco Rough Riders invite you to gear up for football season with College Night at Riders Field on August 25th. Wear your campus colors to the ballpark and rep your university with your fellow fans. Show up and show out against your biggest rivals with designated seating sections for your desired school and be a part of the action with themed on-field games and promotions. Reserve your spot today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rockhounds dipping into the bullpen for the bottom of the seventh, and the night coming to a close for Jeff Criswell. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley back with you on a thirsty Thursday at Riders Field. A couple of solo homers for the Rockhounds in the top of the seventh, and it's a 4-3 ball game. But if you're out in the river tonight, you might not know that. Michael Danielak, the right-hander, out on the mound for the Rockhounds. Set to take over for the right-hander, Criswell, who was really strong in his 6 innings tonight. First pitch to Jax Biggers is skied in the air right at home. First baseman Diaz charging in, and it drops to the grass. What was that?
That's twice Kyle McCann has had trouble with pop-ups behind home, and that one, he wasn't even close.
Well, and McCann had his mask off, and it looked like he took maybe 2 steps looking up in the air, and Diaz was sprinting up from the first base side. Nonetheless, 0-1. Biggers charges one out to right field. Selman on the move, and now makes the running catch. Biggers gets a hold of that one, but just shoots it out into right field. The third baseman's 1-for-3 now tonight. Michael Danielak taking over. The big right-hander with a 4.60 earned run average set to face the Rough Riders in the seventh. He'll get the top of the order now, and the base is clear, one gone for Jonathan Ornelas. 1-for-3-9 as his first pitch runs in. Called strike to the shortstop, 0-1. Ornelas started 0-for-2 after a sharp lineout to center in the first inning, and then he popped out in the third. Danielak picking up the pace. The 0-1 misses down and in. One ball, one strike. And then Ornelas was sitting 0-2 before Criswell served him a high breaking ball. He yanked it into left field for a double. 1-1. Charged third base side. That one topples foul. Now 1-2. Dustin Harris, and then maybe even Blaine Krim if he can see a plate appearance. The top three hitters for Frisco tonight with 4 of the 7 hits. Ornelas with 1, Harris with a double. Both Ornelas and Harris with a double, and then Krim on a 2-for-3 night. 1-2. Topper again, foul third base side right to Jared Gettert. Rough Riders manager making a two-handed basket squeeze. Still a 1-2 count.
Looking like a former infielder.
He's in midseason form. Danielak 1-2. Down and away in a sliding stop from McCann behind the dish. Evens up the count. 2 balls, 2 strikes.
I would love to see Jared take some swings. I'm sure he still's got a lot left.
I bet he has this year. I bet he has. Well, he serves Fungo every day, so
yeah.
A couple cuts right there. 2-2. Called strike 3. Ornelas tried backing out from the right side of the plate, but Danielak freezes him with the pitch, and there's 2 gone in the 7th. First strikeout for the right-hander, Michael Danielak, at 6'4", 215 pounds. He's 28 years old as of mid-March this year. Native of Arlington Heights, Illinois, out on the mound for the Rockhounds, as he was drafted by the A's in 2017 in the 19th round. Righty-lefty to Dustin Harris. First pitch. Swing and a miss, 0-1. The Ivy League man from Dartmouth, 2017 with a couple of teams before working up to Lansing in 2021. The 0-1 missing down and in by the shoes of Harris, 1-1. Dustin with a sack fly in the 5th inning to bring Jax Biggers in from 3rd. 1-1, skips away past McCann behind the dish, and it's 2 balls and a strike to Harris. And then in the ensuing at-bat, Blaine Krim with an RBI base hit as he went the opposite way and dropped one in the right. Plenty of time for Ornelas to come around from 2nd. Danielak 2-1. Swing and a miss to Harris at 91. Good movement as Dustin couldn't find it. It's 2-2. It was a tie ball game after. It's been back and forth for the most part. Midland with 2 in the top of the 5th. Rough Riders answered with 2 of their own in the bottom half. Took the lead in the bottom of the 6th on a run with no hits. But then back-to-back homers for Midland to tie it and take the lead in the top of the 7th. Next pitch. Right back up the middle on a ground to the shortstop. Ironman, who's got it. Zips a throw to first to get Harris by a half pace. Michael Danielak coming in. 1-2-3 go the Rough Riders in the bottom of the 7th. No runs, no hits. And we go to the 8th. Rockhounds leading Frisco tonight. 4-3 our score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike 3 call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
Hey, Riders fans. Looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Another righty reliever out on the mound for the Rough Riders. Night comes to a close for Joe Corbett and make way for the native of Conway, Arkansas. Here's Nick Starr. Right-hander with a 1-1 record this year on a 1.93 earned run average. Starr in 23 and a third innings, a whip of 103. 2-3-4 for the Rockhounds in the eighth. Starr's first pitch, 95 miles an hour, but it zips a little high and outside to Marty Bikina, 1-0. Left fielder Bikina tonight, a 1-for-3 line with a strikeout in the fourth. 1-0 is a rip and a miss at 95. Starr bringing the heat on the next pitch. It's 1-1. Double for Bikina to begin the sixth inning on Grant Wolfram. 1-1. There's a taken strike two. 91 miles an hour from Starr to Bikina. And the righty reliever in the driver's seat. Top of the eighth inning, Midland 4-3 leading. Pitch home in the air over the net behind home plate. Still 1-2. That was a top of the sixth inning that began with the double from Bikina that banged off the wall and left. Logan Davidson walked. That would do it for Grant Wolfram. Enter Joe Corbett. 1-2. Tap back to the screen. Bikina just got around to get a piece of the heater at 93. Still 1-2. Corbett on the third pitch to the first baseman Jordan Diaz. Rolled a 6-4-3 double play. Struck out Jeremy Ironman. Inning over. 1-2. Just missed high on the breaking ball that didn't drop enough. Two balls, two strikes. So Corbett looked good to wiggle out of the sixth inning, but the seventh was tough. 2-2 from Starr. Same pitch, but again missing a little upstairs. Counts full all of a sudden to Bikina. Three balls, two strikes. Solo homer from McCann and Selman. Back-to-back shots to begin the seventh. 3-2. Check swing and a shot over the net. Look out. Count is still full.
It's two that have come up here today.
The one that went down, the net wouldn't have got that one, and the net wouldn't have gotten that one either. No argument for the net tonight. 3-2. Fastball down and away for ball four. And at bat that, Marty Bikina just continued to fight away pitches. And was 1-2 for a long time, but Starr missing on three of his last four to the left fielder. And a one-out walk. Logan Davidson now due up to the plate. He was the walk given up as the final batter faced from Grant Wolfram in the sixth inning. Midland leading in the eighth, 4-3 our score. First pitch, 93 missing outside. One ball, no strikes to the designated hitter Davidson that struck out in the first and the fourth. One watching, one swinging. Righty-lefty from Starr to Davidson, the 1-0. Rip and a miss, down and in. Chasing the breaking ball, and the count's all evened up. 1-1. Texas Rangers trying to close out the first half of the season on a strong note. They lead Seattle to begin the three-game series. 5-1. Throw back to first. Harris with the tag, not in time. Still an even count to Davidson.
Hernandez starting tonight?
Let's take a look. This actually also might be a four-game series because the Rangers in action on Sunday. Next toss. 95 for a taken strike two, and Starr in front of Davidson with Bikina at first. This was a Martin Perez start tonight. One earned run in five innings, nine punch-outs.
Not too bad for the All-Star.
Sounds like an All-Star, yeah.
Yeah.
Nick Starr, one ball, two strikes. The pitch home. High fly ball up the left field line, and this one will make its way over towards the concourse. Still 1-2.
Yeah, the only run the Rough Riders, or the only run the Mariners have in that game, an inside the park home run.
Wow.
Sam Haggerty.
What is it with inside the parkers in Arlington this last week and a half?
No kid.
1-2 inside. Two balls, two strikes. This is where Nick Starr had Marty Bakina. It was 1-2, a couple foul balls, and then couldn't get that final pitch past the batter. Bakina ended up drawing the walk. He's at first base, nobody out. Starr is 2-2. Down and in. Three balls, two strikes.
Elie Hernandez is starting. He's 2-for-3 in his Major League debut.
All right, now.
Hope to see that from the former Rough Rider. He played 16 games with Frisco last year.
Three balls, two strikes, the pitch home. Called strike three. Davidson tried to roll the dice, but went down watching. And there's one gone in the eighth. Still Bakina at first with one gone. First baseman Jordan Diaz held to a rare 0 for night so far. Garrett Richards out on the mound in Texas. He's got a couple strikeouts in an inning of work. Back out for his second in the seventh. 5-1 Rangers in Arlington. First pitch to Diaz outside from Starr, 1-0. Frisco trailing Midland 4-3 on Thursday night. The 1-0. Diaz lets that one go down and away. Two balls and no strikes to the first baseman that's been put in the cleanup spot in every game this week. And it's worked out really well. Why not? With a .304 average, .865 OPS. Two balls, no strikes, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Couldn't catch the fastball at 94 from Starr. And it's 2-1. Diaz last night started his ball game 2-for-2 quickly. Three innings gone. He already had an RBI and a pair of base hits. Two balls, one strike. Starr holds, comes home. Swing and a miss, strike two. Went back to the fastball, and Diaz couldn't catch it. And he steps out from the right side, no back in. It was the same thing back on Tuesday. Base hit in the second, two-run double for Diaz in the third. And his first two at-bats, a pair of base hits. That double in the third inning. 2-2, down and outside. Pitch got away from the right-hander Starr. In his third consecutive full count to begin this, his night's work in the eighth inning. Runner at first base, one gone. Payoff pitch, runner goes. Lifted in the air, foul territory. And the count stays full, 3-2. Christmas in July tomorrow night at Riders Field. Santa in the house. Mrs. Claus here as well.
That's right. You know what cookies you're going to leave out yet?
Do I know what type of cookies?
Yeah.
I think sugar cookies is what Santa goes for.
Okay.
Three balls, two strikes as Starr holds. Now comes home. Runner again goes, and again fouled off the bat of Diaz. Still 3-2. Yeah, sugar cookies, maybe an Oreo.
Some milk.
How about that from Dustin Harris when asked his pregame snack? Oreos.
They did say pregame snack, not meal.
Sure. Starr, the 3-2 runner goes. Tapped back to the screen and another foul ball. This inning has not been easy for Nick Starr. An at-bat to Marty Bakina that started with a walk. 9-pitch walk. 7-pitch strikeout to Davidson. And here comes the 9th pitch to Jordan Diaz. First, a quick throw back to first. Harris with a late tag as Bakina was back in there easily.
Yeah, and Kevin Gowdy is starting to get ready out in the bullpen for the Rough Riders.
But for Frisco, this is a guy, Nick Starr, that you can put in for the latter two innings, but a lot of pitches. 3-2, runner goes back over the net on a foul ball. Still a full count. Couple of swinging strikes from Diaz, but he's fouled away the last four pitches. Runner at first base and one gone in a 4-3 ball game. Rough Riders trail. 3-2. Again fouled away. Diaz just getting a piece of the last six pitches now.
And this will be the 27th pitch upcoming from Nick Starr.
His third batter faced.
That's crazy.
Still a full count to Diaz as Bikina has been going. And Starr's only thrown over once before time called. Bikina has gone on the last four offers from Starr when he has thrown home. Right-hander with a pickoff attempt 2 pitches ago. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Again, a throwback to first, a little high. Harris, by the time he got the glove down, Bikina back in safe. So all out of moves over to first base. 3 balls, 2 strikes to Jordan Diaz. Big spot in Thursday night's game. The pitch home, runner goes, and a check swing back over the net. Another foul ball. Pitch number 12 on its way. Jordan Diaz going back, getting some better stickum on the handle of the bat and towards the middle of the shaft. Needs a better grip.
Heck of a battle.
Right-hander will not go down without a fight as he enters 0 for 3 in the eighth inning. Jordan Diaz with an 865 OPS this season on 13 home runs. This is a showdown in the latter innings. Again, the 3-2. Back over the net. Running out of room in my scorecard.
We saw Kevin Gowdy was getting ready earlier. It's now Tyler Thomas who's up in the Rough Riders bullpen.
Sitting the right-hander down for the left-hander. Pitch number 13 from Nick Starr. The 3-2. Hard hit ball out to straightaway center field. Drops in front of Strom for a base hit. Bikina with the early jump cruises into third. And finally, the at-bat comes to a close. Jordan Diaz with his first hit of the night on a hard hit ball to center field. Runners at the corners and only one out. Finally, that one's over. Pitches. And now here comes Jeff Andrews. 2 runs for Midland in the fifth, 2 more in the seventh on back-to-back solo home runs. Shane Selman in his first game of the series following up the solo shot from Kyle McCann. Again, back-to-back shots. Rough Riders with action in their bullpen. As Zach mentioned, it was Kevin Gowdy. And now looks to be the left-hander, Tyler Thomas, that was drafted by the Cubs. Now making his way to the Rangers organization. Got to think Midland was happy with what they got out of Michael Danielak. Sat down Frisco 1-2-3 on 13 pitches back in the bottom of the seventh.
But now he's been sitting on the bench for a while.
Long time.
Nobody currently throwing in the Midland bullpen, but there's some moseying around out there. Chase Cohen up and walking around.
Runners at the corners on Nick Starr and the Riders in the eighth. One gone, the pitch. Ironman showed a bunt. It gets away from Garcia, and Bikina scores. Pitch that got away from Garcia at the plate, and a pitch low and in the dirt from Starr. Brings in the fifth run of the night for Midland. 5-3 Rockhounds in front. That one hurts.
That one really hurts. That's a catchable ball for Garcia. Saw the tip of his glove.
Double play ball also gone. Could have been a chance to get out of the inning on a ground ball from Ironman, who's 0 for 3 tonight. A couple strikeouts. Righty-righty matchup, the 1-0 from Starr. High and in. 2 balls, no strikes.
They say wild pitch on that one, not pass ball.
Grant Wolfram giving up 2 earned on 3 hits. 2-0 pitch. Inside, almost hit Ironman as he turned the shoulder. Practically ran away from the right side of the box. It's 3-0. From Zach Kent, 6 Ks in 4 hitless innings, but a bullpen for Frisco that is normally nails. 3-0 from Starr. Tapper into the glove of Garcia on a green light from Ironman. It's 3-1. And even if maybe one guy doesn't have it, collectively as a unit, this is a dependable bullpen for Frisco this season for the most part. What we've seen, Starr steps off. But again, tonight, with what we've seen, Wolfram with two earned on three hits in just one inning. Joe Corbett giving up the two homers in two frames. And now Nick Starr trying to get through the eighth. The 3-1. Tap back to the screen. It's 3-2.
And as you mentioned, not only as a unit good, but all three of these guys individually have been pitching really well. So really, this is an interesting night for the Rough Riders bullpen after four shutout, no-hit innings for Zach Cannon in his start.
Two, 3-2 is a chopper towards short. Ornelas there for the backhand pick. Throws to first to get Ironman motoring. And there's the second out. Diaz down to third on the ground ball to Ornelas. Relaying to Harris, and there's two gone. 5-3, Midland in front. And Nick Starr about to be granted sweet relief in this ballgame after throwing 35 pitches tonight in just the top of the eighth inning. Midland batters patient and pestering Nick Starr off the mound in the top of the eighth. A run already coming in, and the Rough Riders turning to the bullpen one more time. It's the left-hander Tyler Thomas coming in from the home pen. We step aside in the top of the eighth for a pitching change on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field. Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run. Let's ride.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride! The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline and the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Calling all campuses, the Frisco Rough Riders invite you to gear up for football season with College Night at Riders Field on August 25th. Wear your campus colors to the ballpark and rep your university with your fellow fans. Show up and show out against your biggest rivals with designated seating sections for your desired school and be a part of the action with themed on-field games and promotions. Reserve your spot today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Tyler Thomas on the mound for his 22nd appearance of the season. First pitch to Kyle McCann, misses low. And we're back in action in the top of the eighth inning. Jeremy Ironman grounding out for the final batter faced from Nick Starr tonight. Jordan Diaz at third, inherited by Thomas, his 1-0. In the air, out to left field, straight at Sandro Fabian, and he jogs to his right. One last adjustment to make the catch. Wow. Nick Starr throwing 35 pitches. Tyler Thomas comes in and picks up the final out on two on the catcher McCann, and the Rockhounds with one run across on one hit, not an RBI shot, and a long top of the eighth coming to a close. Midland extending their lead. It's 5-3 Rockhounds. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning next.
This week,
did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Five to three, Rough Riders trailing on Thursday night. 3-4-5 due up for the Riders. And the first pitch to Blaine Krim drops into the zone, taken for strike one. Jeff Criswell tonight for six innings. Michael Danielak in the seventh. He's back out for the eighth. Second pitch to Krim is blooped over the net behind home plate. And it's quickly no balls, two strikes. Midland with a convincing win on Tuesday night. Rough Riders bounced back. 0-2. Krim puts one high in the air to straightaway center. Calabui charging in. And now underneath it, hauls it in to make the catch. One gone for Justin Foscue.
The complexion of this game is oddly very different after that top of the eighth inning, with another run of insurance across for Midland. Instead of a one-run game, it's now a two-run game. And the Rough Riders have the correct juncture of the lineup to come up, but first batter out from Blaine Krim doesn't help.
First pitch to Foscue, drilled in the air out to left field. Bakina on the move, running in. It drops in front of him for a base hit. Justin Foscue picking up his first hit of the night. One out base runner for the center fielder, Kellen Strom, as the Rough Riders trailing by two. Base runners are a huge plus at this point in the ballgame. They got Jeff Criswell off the mound, and the right-handed starter's final inning gave up a walk and a sack fly, a run in on no hits. Ready to Strom, the pitch. Takes a late called strike one. No balls and a strike to Strom as he steps out from the right side. Foscue at first base. Justin Foscue with just one hitless ball game in July. The 0-1 gets away. The throw to first, not in time. Boy, was that tight as Foscue was trying to advance to second, but a beautiful pick by the catcher McCann. The back pick attempt to first, not in time. Meanwhile, the count is 1-1 to the center fielder, Strom. And Diaz not happy with the outcome. Righty-righty in the 1-1 pitch. Down and away. Two balls and a strike to Strom. He's reached in his last two trips to the plate. After a two-pitch flyout to right field in the second, a base hit in the fourth, walked and scored in the sixth. Danielak's 2-1. Breaking ball that catches the outer edge. A good pitch at 82 miles an hour. The count's evened up. Two balls, two strikes. Foscue went 0-for-4 on July 7th to end his action in San Antonio. 2-2. Drilled in the air to right center field. That one will drop for a base hit. Foscue around second as Selman plays it back in. Tips off the glove of Ironman. Runners at the corners on the second hit of the night for the center fielder, Kellen Strom. Only one out. Rough Riders with the tying run at first and the go-ahead run in David Garcia coming to the plate.
When Kellen Strom is at his best, he's going to the opposite way, and he does that there. An opposite field shot into right for a base hit, and now, as you mentioned, runners on the edges. This is a great opportunity for the Rough Riders to get at least one. You got to get at least one. Make it a one-run game going into the top of the ninth and make it within striking distance. With Strom speed as well, ball in the gap could tie this game up.
And on that second hit of the inning for Frisco, The right-hander Chase Cohen promptly getting up and tossing. Righty-lefty matchup on the switch-hitting catcher David Garcia, who's been bottled up tonight. First pitch, breaking ball off the plate, 1-0. Danielak set from the right side, kicks and throws. Fastball down and inside on Garcia. Two balls, no strikes. Kellen Strom this season with one stolen base. On the speed that you mentioned, Zach, that's a big surprise. 2-0. Breaking ball drops in. 81 for a taken strike one to Garcia. Righty-lefty matchup from Danielak to Garcia with Strom at first, Foscue at third. The 2-1 lifted in the air, headed towards the Riders' bullpen and headed towards the seats. Long foul ball finally comes to rest, and it's 2-2. One out in the bottom of the eighth inning. Blaine Krim began the frame with a pop-out to center. Foscue and Strom back-to-back base hits to put the Riders in business. Pitch home, swing and a miss, strike three. Danielak with his second strikeout as he came to a set really quick on Garcia and quickly blew the 2-2 past him. Two gone for the left fielder, Sandro Fabian. 1-for-3 with an RBI tonight. The Rough Riders' last chance in the bottom of the eighth. Righty-righty matchup from Danielak to Fabian. And the first pitch, hard hit ball, right to short. Ironman leaps up and pulls it down for the catch, and that'll do it. Sandro Fabian just tops one right over to short, and that'll do it. Rough Riders stranded at the corners in the eighth, and Midland hanging on to a 5-3 lead to the ninth we go. Zach Bigley back with you on the Riders Baseball Network next.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're into the top of the ninth inning from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. Rough Riders trailing 5-3, and Tyler Thomas is back on the hill for Frisco. He faces the bottom third of the order. It's Shane Selman, Saheed Valenzuela, and Chase Calabui. Right-hander at the plate, lefty on the mound, and Thomas offers in. First pitch drilled high in the air, deep to left field, and gone. .452 feet, 108 off the bat from Shane Selman, an absolute moonshot. And it's 6-3 Midland. Oh my goodness. Shane Selman got every bit of that baseball. 452 feet is the longest homer we've seen at Riders Field this year. There's Saheed Valenzuela, first pitch. Fastball catches the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. That thing was a shot. Third homer today for Midland.
6-3, Rockhounds out in front. 0-1. Outside, one ball, one strike. We talked about how the complexion of the game has really changed after the eighth inning, no longer being a 4-3 game. Well, now it's 6-3. And now things look very different for the Rough Riders in the bottom of this ninth inning. 1-1. Broken bat, flare shot into the infield. Thomas vacating the mound. Jax Biggers from third has it. Two-hand squeeze, one away. 9-0 hitting Chase Calabui. Well, the inning's not over yet. So, of course, Midland could add more. Tyler Thomas trying to hold it. But the Rough Riders will have Stowers, Biggers, and Ornelas, 8-9, and one due up in the ninth inning. The bottom half, I should say. We're in the top half now. Offering into Calabui. He takes one low and inside, 1-0.
You can hear a big crowd and a big reaction off the home run from Shane Selman. And you might get that with a team in Texas in Midland. But Shane Selman from Crystal Beach, Texas.
1-0. Liner into right center. That drops in. Calabuig around first. Strom gets it back in quickly, though, and stops him with a single as Calabuig continues to mash the baseball. Another two-hit day. Already a 17-game on-base streak extended with his walk back in the third. Now he's 2-for-3. Brett Harris makes his way in.
Crystal Beach actually closer to Frisco than to go up to play in Midland. So family, friends, relatives of Shane Selman, a quicker drive to get to Riders Field to watch him play. About 5 hours from here to south of Houston.
First pitch, Harris drills it in the air to center field. Strom going back. He's at the warning track, and he makes the catch. And Calabuig heads back into first. Two outs here in the ninth inning. Marty McKenna now. Well, if they made the drive up, they got a show.
Sure did.
452-foot homer. Marty McKenna. 1-for-3 today. Walked back in the eighth inning. Came in to score the wild pitch. First pitch. Makes it right down the heart of the plate for a strike, 0-1. It was really fun entering into this series. We were talking about it. Chase Calabuig and Jonathan Ornelas were tied at the time atop the batting average leaderboards. 0-1. Just away, and it's one ball and one strike. That being in the Texas League, Ornelas has had four hits in the first two games entering today, while Calabuig went 0-for-3 yesterday. 1-1. Low and inside, 2-1 on Bikina. So now today, Ornelas is 1-for-4. Calabuig's 2-for-3. So getting a little closer in the batting average duel. Calabuig now hitting .323. Ornelas now hitting .324. The pitch is fouled off Garcia's glove. And the count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Still plenty of baseball left to be played in this 2022 season for the batting title, but still fun to think about. These two could possibly be going down to the wire. 2-2. In the air, foul back behind home on the right side. It's still 2 balls, 2 strikes. 6-3 Midland. Top of the ninth inning. 2 outs. Runner at first. Thomas from the stretch. 2-2. Just inside. 3 balls, 2 strikes. McKenna back in from the right side with Logan Davidson on deck if we get that far for Midland. 3-2 pitch. Popped up right side of the infield, and Harris watches it go foul. First base. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes. Calabuig will be off on this pitch. 3-2, 2 outs. McKenna calls time. 6 runs on 8 hits and 1 error tonight for Midland. 3 runs, 9 hits, no errors for the Rough Riders. Thomas stretches. And the throw over to first. Calabuig back in. Now the 3-2. In the air to center. Strom back on it a couple steps. Now comes in, and he puts it away. Side comes to a close in the ninth inning, but not before a run comes across on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. Solo homer for Shane Selman, and we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Rough Riders now need 3 to tie and 4 to win it. It's 6-3, Midland out in front on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field. Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run. Let's ride.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're into the bottom half of the ninth inning. Rough Riders trailing 6-3 to Midland. Both these teams have been extremely hot lately. Rough Riders have won 6 of their last 9. Midland's won 9 of their last 10. Something's got to give here in the ninth. Chase Cohen comes out of the mound for Midland. Third pitcher turned to by the A's affiliate. And Cohen, a 3.28 ERA this year, the 25-year-old out of Alpharetta, Georgia. Pitching in his second season with the Rockhounds, right-hander faces Josh Stowers. And the first pitch on the way. High heat for a strike, and it's 0-1. Cohen making his 26th appearance. 35 and two-thirds innings on the year. 0-1. Low and away. Misses with the curveball. Count even at 1-1. In those 35 and two-thirds innings, 47 strikeouts for the right-hander to 18 walks. A herky-jerky motion. A set way open. He deals in. Down low in the dirt with another curveball. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cohen, long brown hair dangling down onto his shoulders. Opponents hitting just 215 off of him this year. Rough Riders have seen plenty of Cohen over the last 2 seasons. He's ready in the 2-1 pitch. Ground ball up the middle. The second baseman, Valenzuela, picks on a sliding stop, throws onto first and gets him. An incredible play by Saheed Valenzuela. And there's the first down of the ninth. It was a chopper right back up the box. Valenzuela went off to his right, made a sliding stop, got up to his feet and threw out Stowers, who runs very well. One away here in the ninth inning. Riders trailing 6-3. Here's Jax Biggers. First pitch. Bigger shies away on a high and inside toss. 1-0. 4th appearance this year against the Rough Riders for Cohen. He's ready from the stretch and the 1-0 toss. Pours a fastball low, and it's 2-0. This is game three of the six-game series. We'll be back in action tomorrow for the aforementioned Christmas in July at 7:05. Gates open at 6 o'clock. 2-0. Outside corner for a strike. Two balls and one strike. Tim Brennan will take the hill for the Rough Riders. 2-3 with a 3.09 ERA. 2-1. Down low. Three balls and one strike. Matt Milburn will be on the other end, the Dallas native. He's 3-6 with a 6.06 ERA. And he went to Highland Park High School in Dallas. 3-1 pitch on the way to Biggers. Hard grounder on a few hops out to Valenzuela at second. He picks, throws on to first, and gets Biggers, and they're two away. Riders one out away. Jonathan Ornelas, their final opportunity to keep this ball game going, trailing 6-3. Cohen ready from this stretch. And the first pitch. Curveball, strike inside corner, 0-1. Ornelas doubled back in the fifth and scored. He's 1-for-4 today. Oh-1. Low, misses in the dirt. 1-1. As mentioned, Ornelas hitting at 324 right now. Another base hit would bump that up. If he does not come up with a hit, Chase Calabrese will lead the Texas League in batting average tomorrow. One-one. Outside. 95 on the heat. 2-1. Cohen readies. 2-1. Down the heart of the plate for a strike. We're even at 2-2, and Midland's down to their final strike in this ballgame. Rough Riders out hitting the Rockhounds 9-8, but losing 6-3 here in the ninth with two outs, 2-2 count on Ornelas. Right-hander Cohen. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. That's your ball game. Rough Riders fall 6-3 to the Midland Rockhounds on this Thursday night. And Midland has taken two of the first three games in this six-game series. Stick around with us. Chris Jarrett brings you post-game coverage. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Strike three called. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Rough Riders fall on Thursday night, 6-3 our final score. Chris Jarrett back with you at Riders Field. Midland over Frisco 6-3 as the Rockhounds pushing across four runs in the 7th, 8th, and 9th innings combined. Rockhounds actually out hit by Frisco tonight. The Riders with 9 to the Rockhounds 8. But Midland sharp with the home runs in the top of the 7th. Back-to-back shots after the Rough Riders held the lead 3-2 into the 7th inning. Taking a look at the pitching side of things, Zach Kent, a really strong go. 4 hitless innings tonight in his Thursday night start. 2 walks, but 6 strikeouts, and the earned run average for Kent continues to get trimmed and look better and better as the year goes on. Grant Wolfram comes in an inning and gives up 2 earned on 3 hits. Joe Corbett given his first AA loss with 2 earned runs on 2 solo homers in that 7th inning. He pitched 2 innings in the Frisco loss. Nick Starr with 2 outs recorded in the top of the 8th inning. Gave up 1 run on 1 hit, 1 walk, and 1 strikeout. Then Tyler Thomas tossed it the rest of the way in the rest of the 8th and the 9th inning. 1 earned run on 2 hits, no walks, and no strikeouts. He gave up a solo homer as well. The win goes to Jeff Criswell, native of Portage, Michigan. 1-3 now at the AA level. We mentioned some really phenomenal starts out of Criswell, but no wins on a really good ERA. He gives up 3 earned, the most earned runs he's given up at the AA level on 7 hits in 6 innings, but it was enough as the Rough Riders offense only 3 runs as Michael Danielak comes in 2 innings, gets the hold, 2 strikeouts on 2 hits, no runs, no walks, and Chase Cohen with his 3rd save of the year, shutting down the Riders in the 9th with a strikeout. This ball game tonight took 2 hours and 46 minutes in front of a crowd of 4,315. Back-to-back solo homers from Kyle McCann and Shane Selman, the 5-6 hitters. The difference tonight as they had 3 of the 4 RBI tonight for the Rockhounds with their 6 runs driven in. Final score is 6-3 at Riders Field on Thursday night. We'll step aside on the Riders Baseball Network. Come back with us as we shut down the broadcast and take a final trip around the Texas League and look forward to tomorrow's game. Final segment of tonight's broadcast next on the Riders Baseball Network.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For 4 games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for 4 home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Six to three, Rough Riders fall tonight to the Midland Rockhounds. Now 43-41 on the year. Midland with a 12-3 start to the second half of the season. Chris Jarrett back with you on the Riders postgame show as we shut down our Thursday night broadcast. Taking a look around the Texas League tonight, some of the final scores that happened in front of us outside of this game. Corpus Christi, they scored 10 runs in the bottom of the 6th inning and 4 in the 8th to down Northwest Arkansas, 16-3, the final score in that one. Wichita 11-5 over Arkansas tonight. Springfield with a 13-5 win over Tulsa. Some of these halfway to football scores in the Texas League tonight. San Antonio 6-0 as they shut out Amarillo. Not often you see the Sod Poodles shut down at Hodgetown. They were tonight on just 6 hits. Well, that'll do it for our broadcast tonight. We'll be on the air tomorrow night, Friday, with Christmas in July, and then postgame fireworks on another Fireworks Friday as well. 10-minute countdown coming your way at 6:35, and we'll have action for you at a quarter to the top of the 7 o'clock hour at 6:45. For my broadcast partner tonight, Zach Bigley, I'm Chris Jarrett, saying that final score one last time your way. Midland over Frisco on Thursday night, 6-3, the final score. We'll talk to you tomorrow night, and have a great rest of your Thursday night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.